From Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston, South Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball, live on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Hi, everyone. Mitchell Speltz with you for this series finale out in Charleston as we get set for the sixth and final game of this series. And Augusta would love to get out of here with a win. They have dropped the first five games of this series after another win last night by the River Dogs, and one that they handled pretty easily in a 5-1 win. Augusta took an early lead in the top of the first, but that lead was quickly snatched away in the bottom half, and they were not able to gain any ground through the rest of the ball game. And now they'll send J.J. Nekro to the mound for his first start of the season. He has been one of the best overall pitchers for Augusta, working out of the bullpen so far this year. This will be his first professional start as he was signed on as a free agent during July of last year. He'll be facing Ben Peoples, who starts for the second time in this series. He was the starter and winner back in the lopsided win for the River Dogs back on Tuesday when Charleston won 14-6. Augusta looking to get some momentum back home. Charleston looking for another six-game sweep of these Green Jackets in their territory. We're just getting started here on the On Deck Show, built by Taxslayer. We'll return and come back with a deeper dive into the starters next on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Watching Taxslayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with Taxslayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. Taxslayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from Wow for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
AU.
That show continues here from the Joe in Charleston for the series finale, Green Jackets and River Dogs. That's me tonight, starting pitchers for the game for Augusta. They're going to be sending out J.J. Nekro, who is coming off his best appearance of the season last time out against the Columbia Fireflies. That was back on the 13th of May last Friday, so he's had some time off. But he went five innings. That was a career high for him with nine strikeouts, also the best of his career, allowing just one hit, no runs, and gave up very minimal base runners, in which was a game Augusta won Friday night thanks to his efforts. Augusta won that game 6-3. His mound opponent, Ben Peoples, the 21-year-old right-hander from Columbia, Tennessee, a 2019 draft pick by Tampa Bay back in the 22nd round. He was the victor in Tuesday's opener to earn his first win of the season, his seventh start. He'll be getting his eighth call on the mound with an ERA of 3.33 in 27 innings. He has struck out 34 to give him a K per nine, just north of nine. Last time out, five innings, four hits, two runs. One was just earned. Tied his season best with seven strikeouts in the 14-6 win for Charleston. We'll take another break here on the On Deck Show. We'll take our drive around the league on this Sunday in the Carolina League and also take a look at the Braves affiliates and the Major League Club. That's all next on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
What skills you can...
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the...
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Back with you here on the On Deck Show, presented to you by TaxSlayer from Charleston, South Carolina. Let's now take our drive around the league, presented by Easy Go. We will start in the Atlanta Braves organization today. The Major League Cub concluding their series in Miami today. However, the Marlins win the final game of that series 4-3. Late comeback sparked in the ninth inning. Braves scored twice but lose 4-3. They still won the series, though, 2-1 over the rival Marlins. In the minor league ranks, the Mississippi Braves have a 5-1 lead over the Biloxi Shuckers at home in the bottom of the seventh inning. Memphis wins in Gwinnett today 10-4. Lars Nootbaar, prospect for the Cardinals, had 3 home runs in that game for the Redbirds. And Rome wins the series at Aberdeen. The Ironbirds were the best team in the South Atlantic League. Rome went to their territory and beat them 4-6 with a 9-4 win here today. Home runs today from Vaughn Grissom and Justin Henry Molloy, 2 Green Jackets from a season ago. Vaughn Grissom also stole home in that game for the Rome Braves. In the Carolina League, got some finals with some afternoon starts. Down East wins the finale in Carolina 5-3. As the Mudcats come up short, they still win the series, however. History for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They pick up their first 6-game sweep in franchise history as they beat Kannapolis 8-7. Woodpeckers have now jumped the Cannonballers in the standings. They are now 1 game up on Kannapolis. One other final from today, Delmarva takes 5-6 from Fredericksburg. They beat them easily today, 11-4. Only game the Fred Nats won was on Friday. Otherwise, it was all Shorebirds this week, who are coming here to Charleston next. 3 games set to get underway, including this one. Salem is hosting Lynchburg. Hellcats trying to win that series. And the Myrtle Beach Pelicans are going for a sweep against the Columbia Fireflies on the road. That game gets started at 5:05 local time in Columbia. We'll take another break here on the On Deck Show. When we return, we've got the starting lineups for the finale. River Dogs and Green Jackets. That's on the other side here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Yeah.
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Getting set for the finale game, Green Jackets and Charleston River Dogs. Augusta trying to get out of town with one win. River Dogs are going for their first sweep of the year. Green Jackets hoping to not be the victim of that. Let's check out the starting lineups for the sixth and final game. First for the Augusta Green Jackets, who are 20-18 on the season. They currently sit 7 games back now. First place, Myrtle Beach, led by first-year field manager Nestor Perez. Green Jackets are the single-A affiliates of the Atlanta Braves. Leading off today is the second baseman, Caleb Durbin. Batting second, shortstop, Cal Conley. In the three spot is the third baseman, Geraldo Quintero. Brandon Mosquito bats cleanup. He's in left field. Batting fifth, in center, Stephen Polini. Adam Zabrowski does the catching today. He is batting sixth. Braulio Vasquez is in the seventh spot. He gets the call at first base. DHing and batting eighth is Brian Klein. And rounding out the order in the ninth spot for Augusta is right fielder Caden Morton. Again for the Green Jackets, it's Durbin, Conley, Quintero, Mosquito, Polini, Zabrowski, Vasquez, Klein, and Morton. J.J. Negro, the right-hander from Tampa, Florida, gets his first start of the season and of his professional career today for Augusta. He is 3-0 with a .263 earned run average out of the bullpen. And now for the home team, the Charleston River Dogs, who are 26-12, one game behind first place Myrtle Beach in the South Division. Their manager is in his second year in Blake Butera, and they are the single-A affiliates of the Tampa Bay Rays. In the leadoff spot today is center fielder Drew Baker. Batting second, designated hitter Carson Williams. Willie Vasquez returns to the lineup. He bats third and playing shortstop. Batting cleanup, first baseman Bobby Seymour. Mason Auer bats fifth in right field. In the sixth spot, second baseman Abiziel Ramirez. In the seventh spot, left fielder O'Neill Mansueta. Luis Leon does the catching today. He is batting eighth. And batting ninth, third baseman Jeffrey Marte. Once again for Charleston, it's Baker, Williams, Vasquez, Seymour, Auer, Ramirez, Mansueta, Leon, and Marte. Pitcher today for the River Dogs is right-hander Ben Peoples, making his second start of the series, eighth on the year. He is 1-1 with a 3.33 ERA. That one win was on Tuesday against Augusta in a 14-6 victory for Charleston. Umpires for tonight's game on the base pass is Mickey Smith. Sam Carey is behind home plate. He will call the balls and the strikes. And now time for the Augusta University Injury Report. We take out the 7-day IL for Augusta, where currently 3 pitchers are on there. One right-hander in Ben Thompson, along with 2 lefties, and Adam Shoemaker and Sam Strickland. Their return is yet to be determined, as they are all currently on the injured list. We'll take one last break here from Charleston. When we return, we've got the finale coming up. Game 6, Green Jackets trying to get out of here with one win and some momentum going back home to face Myrtle Beach. We've got the opening pitch coming up next on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Good internet is every.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster. And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from Wow for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change.
Spelts with you from the Joe in Charleston, South Carolina, right along the Atlantic. We are just about ready to go for the sixth and final game of this road series for Augusta. They are trying to escape this ballpark with a win under their belt. They have fallen in the first five games, 5-1 last night. Now we'll face Ben Peoples for the second time. He was the winner back in Tuesday's opener. It was a 14-6 win for Charleston. It was a season-best five innings on the mound for Peoples, tying his career high with seven strikeouts, a 22nd-round draft pick by Tampa Bay. Back in 2019, we'll face the Green Jackets for the second time. Their lineup a little different this time around, though. Here's what it looks like, 1-9. Caleb Durbin leads it off. Cal Conley and Geraldo Quintero, the next two behind him. In the middle, Brando Mesquita, Stephen Pelini, and Adam Zabrowski. Braulio Vasquez, Brian Klein, and Caden Morton complete the order for Nestor Perez's Augusta Green Jackets, who are 20-18 coming into play today. Defense for the River Dogs behind their starter, Ben Peoples, O'Neal Manzueta in left field with Drew Baker in center, Mason Auer in right, and O'Shane Suzuki out there today. Infield from third to first is Jeffrey Marte, Willie Vasquez, Abiziel Ramirez, and Bobby Seymour. No Carson Williams defensively. He is DHing, though, for Charleston, and doing the catching is Luis Leon. He will lay the signs down today for right-hander Ben Peoples. Umpiring crew, Sam Carey is going to call the ball and strikes behind home. And on the base pass is Mickey Smith. Green Jackets in the road gray uniforms with the green numbers, black trim, and the black ball caps. Hispanic uniforms today in their celebration theme here in Charleston at the Joe. They are wearing their light teal blue jerseys with yellow sleeves, white pants, and bright blue ball caps. Not exactly sure what they're calling themselves for today, but it is a Hispanic celebration, and they tell me it's going to be a sellout here today. Not seeing it quite yet, but we still got some time as we are ready to go here from Charleston. So glad to have you with us on this Sunday evening as Caleb Durbin enters the right-handed batter's box against the right-hander Ben Peoples. So a lot of rain this afternoon, but we are all clear, all dried up, ready to go. First pitch to Caleb Durbin's, a check swing, strike call at 92. And away we go on this Sunday evening from Charleston, South Carolina. Peoples gets ahead of Caleb Durbin. Here's the 0-1 offering, a little ground ball to short, picked up by Bobby Seymour, and there is one away. Got him to get on top of the baseball, right to the right first baseman, and Bobby Seymour, nice routine play for him. And there's one away for Cal Conley. Green Jackets looking to get on the board for the first inning. And the second consecutive game did so yesterday, changing up their lineup. With Durbin back in the leadoff spot, Quintero bats third. Brandon Mesquita once again batting cleanup. Cal Conley in the batter's box in his normal batting spots. He gives one a ride to deep right field. Going back is Auer. He's going to have room, though, and makes the catch. Just a little bit in on the bat, but Conley struck it well. And there are quickly two gone on three pitches here in the first for right-hander Ben Peoples. Green Jackets cannot wait to get back home and away from this ballpark. They have now lost 20 consecutive games here going back to last year. And if they drop this one, it'll be the third straight six-game series they've played here that ends in a sweep. that they are on the wrong end of. Rolo Quintero now with two outs. First pitch to him is a little high, just above the letters. One ball, no strikes. Green Jackets head home. Got another big series. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans are coming in, who are red hot. 1-0 pitch is a slow roller foul, but it hit the front foot of Quintero. He's going to walk that one off. He is hobbling all the way around the batter's area. Got him on that front toe, that big toe. And he's still crouching over. He's a guy you do not want to lose in the lineup. Quintero has been the hottest hitter in the month of May for Augusta. Batting 323, and he's still shaking it off. Looks like he's going to be okay. Just needs an extra second. He's bracing his shin, actually, looks like. Touching his toes, trying to get a good feel. I think he went off his shin and off his front toe on that right foot. He's back in there now. Umpire gives him that courtesy time to walk it off. Nothing to win the count. Nothing game here in the top of the first inning. Break-even pitch is right down the middle. 93 from Peoples. It's 1-2. As he is looking for a very quick 1-2-3 inning. This will be the seventh pitch of the frame. The 1-2 is a swing and a miss. Nice and easy start for Ben Peoples. Not the way Augusta was looking to go down in the first inning. Three batters up, three batters down. We're through a half inning here from the Joe. Green Jackets nothing. River Dogs coming up. J.J. Necro makes his first start when we return on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
J.J. Necro is on the rubber for Augusta. He is making his first professional start. The right-hander at 24 years of age, undrafted free agent last year, has been one quite the find for the Atlanta Braves organization. Necro is 3-0 this year with a 263 earned run average in seven games, 27 and third innings. He is second in the club in innings tossed this year. 33 strikeouts coming off his best time under the pen. Last week, Friday against Columbia, nine strikeouts in five shutout innings with just one hit allowed. He gets this starting nine for Charleston today. Drew Baker's in the leadoff spot. No Shane Sasaki. Carson Williams bats second. Willie Vasquez back in the lineup in the three spot. Bobby Seymour, Mason Auer, Abiziel Ramirez, the middle three. O'Neill Mansueta, Luis Leon, and Jeffrey Marte. The bottom three for Blake Butera's Charleston River Dogs. Who are going for a sweep here today. As Necro faces a new leadoff batter in Drew Baker. That's certainly not all that upset to not see Sasaki in that leadoff spot. First pitch to Baker, runs inside at 91. That's one ball, no strikes. Necro starter by trade, so not unfamiliar territory. Might be in the same innings range today. 1-0 pitch, got him waving at a good slider. One ball, one strike. And that right there is what's made J.J. Necro so good. An incredible mix of his pitches with great command on all three. 1-1 pitch is fouled back to our right as it goes all the way down to the first row. Look out, 1-2. Fastball, slider, changeup combination. Does have a couple variations of that slider, though. 1-2 pitch is a little low. Threw him a changeup. 2-2. The regular slider and the big sweeper. The sweeping slider, he calls it. Baseball terms, maybe a slurve. 2-2 pitch is sprayed foul behind a fastball at 92 as it sails out to the right side. 2-2. Crowd continuing to file in here. They told me this is going to be the best crowd of the weekend, and we will see if it is. 2-2 pitch, a slow roller foul back behind home. Not sure if they got scared off by the rain or not. It was downpouring consistently from about noon to 3 o'clock. Got the excellent grounds crew here. Has the field all dried up and in perfect condition. 2-2 pitch. She is going to ring the bell right on the outside corner as he gassed him up at 92 and blazed the edge for the first out of the game. Good start for J.J. Necro. Wins the battle with Drew Baker. And now here's Carson Williams. Defensive alignment tonight for Augusta. Brandon Mesquita in left field with Stephen Pelini in center. Caden Morton over in right field today. Quintero, Conley, Durbin, Vasquez third to first on the infield. Zabrowski does the catching. First pitch slider in the dirt to Carson Williams. That's 1-0. Williams, no field work today. He is DHing as he has been a presence in the lineup for the River Dogs, especially yesterday. 1-0 pitch is laced to left center field, and Mesquita will cut it off, and this will hold Williams to a single, but the man just continues to smack the baseball, and he's a one-out base runner for Willie Vasquez. They tell me Sunday is normally his day off, but considering how hot he's been in this series, they don't really want to take him out, and I can see why. And guys like him, they're gamers. They want to play every day anyway. One away, here's Willie Vasquez. He's back in there after a couple days off. He gets the call at shortstop with Williams DHing. Righty-righty, first pitch to Vasquez. A big sweeping slider misses outside. One ball, no strikes. Less velocity, more break. Can be very effective to a right-handed hitter. One ball, no strikes. A throw over to first. Back with a dive is Williams. Close play. Got a quick tag by Vasquez. One ball, no strikes. As Necro looks to get one on the ground here. Get that early double play ball. Another throw over. Close play. Nearly got him this time. Super quick throw by Necro. He does have one pickoff this year, so he's done it before. It's all about not just being accurate, but being quick about it, catching the base runner off guard. 1-0 pitch is a letter high, but a little out. 2-0 to Willie Vasquez, batting just a .193, but had an 8-game hit streak snapped earlier this week. That was back on Wednesday. Starting to pick up a little bit. 2-0 pitch is lined to right. This one is twisting, and it is out of play. Now it's headed dead red for the corner. Instead, Vasquez, a disappointed turn back to the batter's box as he will take a loud strike one. Fastball left up a little bit in a very hittable place. Outer part, Vasquez went right with it but was just behind it. 2-1, no score here in the bottom half of the first inning. Green Jackets trying to get out of this place with one win under the belt, heading to another big series against Myrtle Beach next week. 2-1. Vasquez takes one low. Change up from Necro. It's 3-1. Augusta, while losing these five games, have fallen back a bit in the South Division. They were two games back from Myrtle Beach, one of Charleston when this week began. Now they're seven back and six behind Charleston. 3-1 pitch. Vasquez, another big rip and a foul. That'll sail out to the right side, and the count runs full to Willie Vasquez. A talented young infielder for the Charleston River Dogs, top 10 prospect consensus in the Tampa Bay Rays system. A very rich farm system, especially with pitching. 3-2 pitch, Vasquez takes a ball inside. That one did not miss by much. That's something you don't see a whole lot of him, J.J. Necro. He thought he had that one, but he's not going to walk many. He's going to throw a lot of strikes. And that is his approach on the mound, is he is always looking to avoid the walks. He'd rather give up a hit than give you the free ride. But now faces some first inning trouble with two on and one out for Bobby Seymour. Trying to get this game to the second scoreless. Last thing Augusta wants to do is fall behind big early. Marty on lefty. First left-hander in there for Charleston. First pitch is going to be a bullseye. Right on the outside corner, 0-1. Seymour is one of two lefties in there today. Also a switch hitter, Abizio Ramirez. Seymour along with Marte, the two left-handed batters. Otherwise, six righties in there for the River Dogs. 0-1 pitch. Seymour lets him go down and away. One ball, one strike. The first baseman, Seymour, who cracked a home run yesterday in the third inning. Went to the opposite field over the left center wall. It was the third homer of the series for Charleston. 1-1. Down and away again. 2-1. Trying to be careful with Seymour. Has done well at the inside pitches in this series, although went the opposite way on his home run. Did some damage on an outer pitch. Modest lead for Williams off second. A big one for Vasquez not being held on at first, as that one is spoiled. Foul to the left side as it gets out of play. 2 balls and 2 strikes. That was the only hit Seymour had in the game yesterday. Otherwise finished 1-for-3. He did draw a pair of walks, however, and 5 official plate appearances. 2-2 pitch is just outside, belled high. Necro wanted that one. Now the count goes full. And a big pitch coming to Bobby Seymour. That one right there and the 3-2 pitch to Willie Vasquez are two that could have gone either way. That was right on the edge. Those are good takes. Here's the 3-2 pitch again. There's a grounder to the left side. That's a base hit. They're going to send home Williams. Glove by Mesquita. Throw is going to be cut off by Quintero, and it's 1-0 Charleston. The River Dogs once again score first on a 3-2 pitch. Seymour pokes one through the other side of the infield. And the River Dogs put Augusta in an early hole. Just the way this series has gone, that's the last thing you wanted to have happen today. Augusta has scored first in 3 of the prior 5 games, but those leads haven't lasted very long. As Charleston has always had the answer, and Mike Steed's going to come out to the mound and talk with Necro. Yeah, that's kind of been the frustrating part about it, talking with some of the players, and it just seems like every time they feel like they're about to get ahead of Charleston, they just always have something that counters it and can be quite deflating. Every inning in this series, Augusta has scored, and the River Dogs have scored in the bottom half. The only time they didn't was in game one in the 9th inning, and that was because Charleston didn't need to bat. And that's how this series has gone, not just this year, but last year as well. This is a team that haunted Augusta big time. Not a lot of the same players from last year's squad, but those same bad spirits are haunting Augusta. Green Jackets went 6-24 against Charleston last year and currently on a 20-game losing streak in this ballpark. This would be a great day to snap that. Here's Mason Auer. 1-0 River Dogs here in the bottom of the first. Necro's first pitch is a ball down and in. 1 ball, no strikes, and a little bit of a shoulder drop from Necro. Not getting some of the spots he normally would get with some umpires. That's the unique human element part of it. Everyone's got a different strike zone. 1-0 pitch, a foul back by Auer, and it's 1-1. But the one thing in particular Augusta's looking for to Necro is some longevity. A.J. Smith-Shawver went just 2/3 of an inning last night due to a high pitch count. That last toss by Necro is his 23rd. Look at that 30-pitch mark once again. Looking at Necro as the fastball comes inside. That one misses. Another close miss, 2-1. And there's already some stretching down in that bullpen. Off day tomorrow, Green Jackets could certainly use it. 2-1. That is a little low, 3-1. It's early, but just looking at J.J. Necro now, this is about as frustrated as he's been. Just not getting those corner spots. 3-1, Auer sends one in the air to right. Slicing near the track, should be playable for Caden Morton, and it is. Makes the over-the-shoulder catch. In the deep corner, Vasquez will tag from second to third. He's in there. Ends up being a long out number two as Auer flies to right. 2 gone now for Abizio Ramirez. 1-0 Charleston here in the inning. Necro 1 out away from keeping it to just one inning, one run of damage here in the opening inning. Ramirez himself has a home run in this series. Hitless yesterday, though, did pick up an RBI on a ground out. He was 0-for-4. At that point, it gave Charleston a 2-1 lead. They would not relinquish. Topaz, the left-hander, Necro's first pitch to him is hit in the air, left center field. Pelini and Mesquita in the neighborhood. And it'll be Mesquita to make the call on the catch and retire the side. So that'll do for J.J. Niekro. He gives up three consecutive base runners, but limits the damage to just one on a 27 opening inning for him. To the second we go, 1-0 Charleston on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearless.
Enter the second inning of play. A first inning run comes across on J.J. Niekro on an RBI single by Bobby Seymour and Augusta. We'll come to bat. Middle of the order coming up for them. Brando Mesquita will lead things off against Ben Peoples, who put Augusta down in order in the opening inning. Mesquita will come up with his 29-game on-base streak, trying to make it 30. As he is nearing record-breaking territory. Reached yesterday on a couple of hits, including a fourth-inning single. Also had a knock in the ninth inning. 14th multi-hit game of the year. Mesquita's coming off of as he'll face Peoples, righty on righty. Mitchell Spelitz back with you here from Charleston. Final game of this series. Righty on righty. First pitch to Brandall is a ball just off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Mesquita now with hits in his last four games. 1-0 pitch. Mesquita drives one to center. Going back now, coming in is Drew Baker. Right in his tracks, makes the catch. Struck it well, but right off the trademark a little bit. And Mesquita is out number one here in the second inning. Good swing, good sound, just wrong spot on the bat. And it's another one of those days. Wind blowing in from straightaway center field. Not as heavy as it was the last few nights. About 8 miles an hour or so. Gusting up a little near 10. And not the home run haven to hit the dead center field. First pitch to Stephen Pelini is a check swing, but a strike called on the inside corner. As Pelini falls behind in the count. In a bit of a different lineup for Augusta for the second straight day. Nestor Perez trying to get the offense going that has been held in check here the last few nights. Almost all serious. Pelini ropes one to right field over a leaping Ramirez. Timed it out perfectly right at the peak of his jump. Almost looked like he was going to bring that down. But it's a base hit for Pelini. He's the first base runner today for Augusta. The way I was watching that initially, it almost looked like Ramirez was just going to bluff his jump. But no, he timed that out perfectly, and he missed that by about an inch, maybe two. He got up there. Good attempt there by Abiziel Ramirez. One out base runner for Adam Zabrowski. Peoples to the stretch for the first time as the offering's outside. Snap throw down to first by Leon. It's on a hop and not in time. As Pelini dives back in. Zabrowski returns to the lineup. Roosburgh Estrada caught last night. And a bit of a tough series for Zabrowski. He's 0 for 12. It's been one of his tougher offensive series of the year. One of Augusta's most consistent bats. 1-0 pitch. That one's fouled away. Zabrowski a little late on one. One ball, one strike. Even when things aren't going well for Zabrowski at the plate, he's still very capable of getting on base. Having a clip of 368 with his on-base percentage. That's nearly a .140 difference. Draws a lot of walks. He's the team leader with 21. Break-even pitch. Zabrowski takes a changeup outside. Framed well by Leon. Didn't get the call, though. 2-1. I'll normally tell you, catchers have very good batter's eyes. Know the strike zone better than anyone. You won't see many who have bad plate discipline. Two balls and one strike. Pelini leans off first. He stays. The pitch is cut on and missed. Gassed him up at 92, and it's 2-2. Trying to poke one into the alley somewhere. Six doubles, one triple, and three homers for Zabrowski on the year. Ball two, strike two to the Augusta catcher, Ben Peoples. They throw over to first, and back with a dive is Pelini. On a quick tag by Bobby Seymour. As Blake Butera from the dugout gives the signs to his catcher. Some catchers call their own games. Others are put on by the coaches in the dugout what to call, where to throw it. 2-2 pitch is a high drive left center field. Going back on it is Baker. Warning track, and it is out of here. A two-run home run for Adam Zabrowski, and Augusta's got a second inning lead. Tried to time up his jump at the wall. Morso ran into it and had no chance to bring it back, and Augusta on a power surge from Zabrowski has the lead here in the second. There's the jolt of energy Augusta needs as they snatch back the lead from Charleston in the top half of the inning, and it's 2-1. Went upstairs to get that one, and Zabrowski's first hit of this series is a home run. Second of the series for Augusta. First pitch to Braulio Vasquez runs tight. And it's one ball, no strikes. And now you're seeing a lot of anxious players in that dugout for Augusta as the 1-0 is hot, now 2-0. And just talking to him prior to the game today, and even yesterday too, it's just been one of those helpless feelings. It feels like they're doing everything right. 2-0 pitch is high, and it's 3-0. But they're just not getting the results, and Charleston has just had the answer for everything. And in some cases, you just wonder, what are we supposed to do? But remember, dogs are just this good of a team as the 3-0 is right in there. He took all the way. It's 3-1. Now we'll see how they respond again. Every time Augusta has scored in this series, Charleston has scored in the bottom half of the inning. Now that's going to be the next part of this. 3-1. Vasquez got jammed and fouled it away to the right side. 3-2. As Peoples tries to come back to get him. Fourth home run Peoples has given up this year, his first in May. 3-2 is outside, and Vasquez works the walk. Three street have reached against Ben Peoples here in inning number two. And Augusta, a chance to maybe put on more of a crooked number here in the second inning with Brian Klein coming up. First start for Klein as the designated hitter, has mostly been second base, third base. Normally he's been the guy when Geraldo Quintero or Caleb Durbin's got a day off. Has been an excellent fill-in. That's something Nestor Perez has done a very good job of, is working in here as reserves. Klein, Brandon Parker, Connor Blair, Braulio Vasquez was at first. All these guys find ways to get regular playing time. Peoples, long look at the stretch, will fire over to first. Vasquez back standing. A guy you got to watch. He's got great speed. It's always a great benefit to have depth on a baseball team, and always not easy to play guys every day, even if you have good players on the bench, but it always finds a way to work itself out. There goes Vasquez. The pitch is outside. Throw down by Leon is on the bag, but dropped by Vasquez, and it's a stolen base for Braulio Vasquez as Willie Vasquez couldn't hold the tag. Even if he does, I think he had his hand in there. A stolen base for Braulio. He's into scoring position. He timed it up well. Was running before that leg was lifted, about a split second before, and that was the difference on that. Good instincts. 2-0 the count to Klein. 2-1 Green Jackets now top of the second inning. The pitch is a check swing. That's on the inside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. But Caden Morton in the on-deck area. That's the trying to strike while they're hot. People still working from the stretch. Here's the 2-1. Klein got tied up on one. Big breaking ball in the inner part. That is actually strike three. I beg your pardon. The stolen base pitch was a strike. I did not see that, but it is a strikeout for Peoples as he gets Klein on a big breaking ball on the inner part. Klein is gone, and there are two away for Caden Morton. Vasquez still in scoring position. Morton trying to pick up an RBI to his name. Adam Zabrowski, a two-run home run, has put Augusta in front here in this half inning. There goes Vasquez for third. Pitches inside corner. Throw down to third. It is late. It's a second stolen base for Braulio Vasquez, who wants time as he lost his little wrist protector. Another good jump by Vasquez. First pitch was a strike to Caden Morton, who let him run. But trying to out Charleston here in the second inning. A team that runs quite a bit. Augusta using speed of their own with Vasquez. 0-1. Is high. One ball, one strike. River Dogs have had a good series running as they have all year. I think Augusta, for the most part, has held them in check pretty well, especially holding runners on. 1-1 pitch. Morton off the end of the bat, fouls it away to the right side. That's 1-2. Timely pickoff attempts. Haven't had any bad throws. But when they have stolen bases, most of them have been just on excellent pitches to run on. One's in the dirt. Inside pitches. 1-2. They were laid off. Big slider from Peoples. It goes off the plate. Two balls and two strikes. He had seven pitches to get through the first. This will be his 22nd coming up here. And inning number two. Normal depth all around for the Charleston infield. Open stands for Morton. Two balls and two strikes. The count. Here it comes. And he let it go high. Bent him back a little bit. Count runs full. Top of the order due next for Augusta. Up by a run. And these are the big moments. Augusta hasn't gotten too many runners to third in this series. That has been their main thing. Runners in scoring position. Haven't got many of them home, but most of them haven't gotten past second. 3-2 pitch. Morton, a little clutch on a ball four inside and right around the knuckles. And that is a two-out walk issued by Ben Peoples. His second of the inning. And that in continues it as Caleb Durbin comes up. That'll draw a mound visit from the pitching coach, R.C. Lichtenstein. Now some bodies are now migrating towards that bullpen for Charleston, the right field corner. And a three-man discussion on the mound. Lichtenstein, along with Peoples, the pitcher, and Leon, the catcher, involved in the conversation. And this is where Augusta's looking to strike. Runners in scoring position, slight issue yesterday. They only had five hits in the game. They were 2-for-12 back on Friday night in that defeat. Yesterday, just 1-for-11. Mostly his hits have come hard to get altogether. I've mentioned this several times throughout the week. Augusta has not struck out all that much this week. Less than 10 times a game. Thing is, all of their outs have been on the ground and right at defenders for Charleston. Kind of a forgotten art in baseball. Most of the outs not come via the strikeout, but Charleston has gotten them in multiple ways. Durbin bats. First pitch fastball. A little up and in. Well spotted, though, by Peoples. It's 1-0. We'll see if maybe Caden Morton considers running here. You might see it if it gets to a two-strike count. But with Durbin at the plate and the run producer he is, you probably don't want to get thrown out. 1-0 the count. Peoples, a long look. Deals home, and he missed upstairs again. 2-0. If you can get Caden Morton to second base, that's excellent because he can score on a base hit. But again, you got your second leading run producer up there. He's driven in 20 this year in Durbin as the 2-0 pitch is high once again. They're going right to that same spot, up and in. But Durbin is selling it well, squatting down a little bit when the pitch comes home, making it look a little higher than it actually is. Outside the zone, not by much. But a guy who's got the 3-0 green light here if he wants it. Caleb Durbin, the leadoff man. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses. Got a fastball right down the middle. Maybe inner part just a tad. And it's 3-1. 2-1 Green Jackets. They are trying to add on here. Largest run output for a single inning in this series is 3. That was the sixth inning back in the 14-6 opener. Now Charleston won on Tuesday. Game was out of hand by that point. Throw over to first. Big lead for Morton, but he dives back in. Seymour wasn't quite ready for the throw. As a result, it took a little longer to get that tag down. Second pickoff attempt put on by Peoples. He's got one more in this at-bat he can use. K Cal Conley anxiously waiting next. Big lead again for Morton. And a throw over once again. He dives back in. He has maximized that lead. Has gone as far as he can go out there. With Roosburg Strada coaching over at first today, Miles Schroeder has the duties coaching third on Sundays. Nestor Perez is in the dugout. Count still 3-1. From the stretch, Peoples looks in. Lifts the leg and deals. And a pop-up. Foul territory. Will there be room? There will be for the catcher, Leone, and he will make the catch to end the inning. And Caleb Durbin, frustrated after that one, had a good one to hit, just got underneath it. And that'll limit the damage for Augusta. They leave two on, but they do score two on the home run by Adam Zabrowski. It's 2-1 Green Jackets. We go to the bottom of the second on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Augusta's got the lead here in the bottom half of the second. Adam Zabrowski, home run number 4, makes it 2-1 on the two-run shot, scoring himself. And Stephen Pellini, Green Jackets, put some traffic out there, but just a two-run score. J.J. Negro gets some well-needed extra rest in the dugout. Had to really work in the first inning, kept the damage for Charleston just one. First pitch coming to O'Neill. Mansueta is a slider, and it hits the outside corner. And up in the count right away is J.J. Negro. Works exclusively from the stretch, says J.J. 0-1 pitch is a ball just outside. Another big sweeper. One ball, one strike. Working quickly here. 1-1 pitch. Mansueta takes a strike. Fastball right along the outside edge. 1-2. Mansueta back in the lineup today. 1-for-4 last night. 1-2 pitch is outside. Big hook from Necro, 2-2. And Sueda's having himself a nice series. He's hit the ball consistently, very hard. 2-2 pitch, check swing, and they will ask down at first. He did not go as Mansueta laid off the slider. 3-2. A six-batter first inning for J.J. Necro, trying to get Mansueta. 3-2 pitch is line foul on the first base side. And 91 from Necro. Two balls and two strikes. Necro needed 27 pitches to get through the first and was nearing that danger zone. Was able to get through it on the flyout of Abizio Ramirez and was a very quick at-bat. We'll do it again. 3-2 pitch. A swing and a foul. Just tapped it off of home and behind to the backstop. Remains 3-2. This is how you get that pitch count up. We have seen plenty of this the last few nights. Long battles at the plate. The 3-2. Mansueta, another foul. And Necro, again, showing some frustration on the mound. Cannot put him away. And it is a pesky bunch of River Dogs in every facet. 3-2 pitch, a bouncing ball, fair, third base side on the backhand. Deep throw by Quintero gets under the glove of Vasquez. It does no further than that as it kicks back into play. It'll just be a single for Mansueta. I believe they're going to call that a hit, but we'll see, though. A long two-hopper near the outfield grass, backhanded by Quintero. From his back foot, threw one on a hop to first that snuck under the glove of Braulio Vasquez, who's been normally pretty sure-handed on those hops. And who knows, again, it was raining earlier today. Might have a wetter playing surface, although the middle, of course, the diamond was tarped up. And it was raining hard today. About 3 hours, it was coming down pretty good. Couldn't take the tarp off until around 3 o'clock or so. Then they do a lot of field work to get this thing ready to go. And they have excelled at that. First pitch to Luis Leon's, a backdoor slider for a strike. To the left, in a hitting catcher, 0-1. They have given that a hit. Very tough play. If that had gone out of play, then it would have been an error. And that's the third hit for Charleston against J.J. Necro. 0-1 pitch is yanked deep down the right field line, but he turned on an early foul. Quickly 0-2. Turned that one around in a hurry, but a little premature. Nothing into the count. And that sellout crowd looks like they have fully made their way into the Joe here in Charleston. 0-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. Change up from J.J. Necro. That is his second punch out of the ball game. Brings up Jeffrey Marte. 2-1 Augusta in the top bottom half of inning number two. Necro still in a spot where he's looking for a ground ball. Get that double play. He is one that can get it there. Showed last time he can be the strikeout pitcher, but more so would prefer to pitch to contact. First pitch, Marte sends a missile foul into the left field seats, and Marte drops down to his knees as he watched that ball perhaps hit a fan. I'm not sure if he did, but he's still got his bat above his helmet. He is clenching his teeth. That's why I always got to pay attention, folks, especially if you're in the first few rows with no netting in front of you. That ball can come strike you out of nowhere. 0-1 pitch. Marte takes one up and away. 1-1. Looks like everyone's okay. They brought some monsters over there, but I think we're all good. 1-1, one strike, double play depth for the middle infield for Augusta. The pitch is pulled foul, as that one will fly out of play to the right side. 1-2 the count. And the bottom of the order making J.J. Necro work. And the theme of the series. And again, they are looking for some longevity out of J.J. Necro today. Had to go to their bullpen early yesterday. However, the pen did pitch well for Augusta. 1-2 pitch is sprayed foul. This one will go to the other side as it floats into the seats. That's Sterling Rodriguez, pitched 3 1/3. Got some good work out of him. Roldy Munoz, Juan Mateo threw a season best 3 innings. 1-2 pitch. Marte a swing and a miss. And Necro strikes out the 9-hitter with a high fastball. 2-2 now for the top of the order in Drew Baker. Zabrowski thought about snapping that down to first, but decided to think better of it. Just ate it up. Now the top of the order for Charleston. Necro trying to put up the first zero for the River Dogs in an inning where the Green Jackets have scored it. Throw it to first, back with a dive is Mansueta. Again, every inning the Green Jackets have scored an in this series, in the bottom half of that subsequent inning, Charleston has scored. And most of the time they have doubled up whatever Augustus put up on the board. First pitch to Baker. He's swinging a miss as he tied him up inside with a changeup. 0-1. And a lot of it has been two-out damage, so not out of the woods yet. And you got a very capable hitter at the plate in Baker, who bats leadoff today. Shane Sasaki has a much well-deserved day off. The Green Jackets will gladly comfort him that. The way he has really been a havoc in that top spot. The 0-1, a big breaking ball, a little high. 1-1, one strike. Baker playing in game number 20. He's 27 for 70 on the year. Yesterday was his first game back after consecutive days off. Was dealing with a wrist issue. Was 0-for-4. Struck out a couple of times as the 1-1 pitch is lined to right. Morton charges in, and he'll reach down and make the catch. And the Green Jackets very ecstatic coming off the field as they will head to the third. With the lead, it's 2-1 Augusta. To the third we go on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Augusta enters the top of the third inning with the lead. Mitchell Speltz with you from the Joe in Charleston, South Carolina. It's 2-1 Augusta. As Cal Conley, the number two hitter, will get things going for the Green Jackets. First time in this series, the Green Jackets have entered a new inning with the lead. And they are trying to avoid being swept out of town, heading back home after the game today. First pitch to Conley is a knee-high ball, just a little low. One ball, no strikes to the switch hitting shortstop, Cal Conley. Peoples working from the windup. 1-0 pitch is inside. Two balls and no strikes from the right-hander Ben Peoples, who had to work last inning, faced seven Green Jackets, two scored. Ended up stranded two in the inning. 2-0 pitch. Conley takes one, a little down and out. Good take by Conley. Three pitches that have been very close. Gotta watch them all go by. Guy, nonetheless, though, is going to have the green light here if he's got something he wants. 3-0 pitch. Conley takes one right down the middle. Looking for something else. Doing a changeup. He'll take one down the middle, but not of the off-speed variety. Pitch is in tight. Cast one up and in, but it backed out Conley, and he takes the five-pitch walk. And he is aboard with nobody out, and here comes Geraldo Quintero. Quintero struck out his first time up against Peoples. That is one of two strikeouts the right-hander has recorded so far. As the baseball comes flying in from the bullpen. From where Charleston's got a right-hander warming up in the right field corner, that'd be Johnny Cuevas. Peoples had to really work last inning. Seven pitches in the first through 24 in the second. Conley with a good two-step lead off of first. He's a guy who will very much run if he gets a good jump. Stays put. First pitch to Quintero's fisted, looped, and caught by the third baseman. Marte thought about dropping it. To start up a double play, that's certainly legal, although it's kind of an unwritten rule, but umpires can call it if you intentionally don't make a play on the ball on something like that. They can intervene and keep a runner aboard for Augusta. It's a play that is technically can be done by an infield, but also deemed as one unethical, best way to put it. But he caught the ball. Ends up being an out. Conley still at first. Now Brandel Mesquita bats. First pitch to Brando is lined to left and make it 30 consecutive games on base for Brando Mesquita. First pitch came inside, and it's 30 in a row for the 20-year-old phenom. Having himself a year, wasted no time on that pitch. Inner part, left one up, turned it around into left for a single. Five straight games with a hit, 30 straight reaching base, and there are two on and one out for Stephen Pelini. Chance for Augusta to add on here. Pelini with two on and one out. Ready on lefty. People's deals. And he fires one low. 1-0. So now Mesquita has reached 30 games. That's also the same mark that the Braves' top prospect, Michael Harris, who's playing with AA Mississippi, he also reached a similar streak of 30 games to start the year. He had that snapped not too long ago. 1-1 pitch is a strike on the outside corner. 1-2. Going back to recent records and what's all been kept track since 2005, Brando Mesquita is five back of tying the all-time Green Jackets record for on base, and his streak going of 30 currently. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch, and Pelini takes one down and away, 2-1. Two former Green Jackets have done it. They've reached 35. And we'll be talking about more on this when we come home, I'm sure. But Brian Horowitz and Sean Payne. Horowitz played with Augusta in 2005, Payne in 2012, Horowitz in 2005, each reached 35 games. To record, those are the two longest on-base streaks in team history. 2-1 pitch outside, 3-1. You figure now that he's at 30 games, he's in some sort of record territory, and there it is for you. So if he's going to break that mark, he's going to do it against a good pitching staff, you'd figure, against Myrtle Beach coming up next week. 3-1 pitch. Pelini tapped one foul. Got a good cut on one on an inside pitch, and the count will go full as Cuevas continues to get ready in the Charleston bullpen. 2-1 Augusta here in the top of the third. They are trying to add on to their lead. Something we haven't been able to say all week here. Charleston has been ahead in almost every game at every point. 3-2 pitch. Pelini, a bouncing ball. The first picked up by Seymour. Fires the second for one. Return throw is wide, and it'll go into the dugout. That'll bring Cal Conley home. Pelini will take second. That was an excellent startup by Bobby Seymour at first, but the return throw by Jeffrey Marte wasn't even close. They're going to get the out at second. Mesquita is out for the second. But the wild throw brings in Conley, and to second goes Pelini. It's now 3-1 Augusta. Even if that stays in play, Conley's going to score. He had a good turnaround third. Would have read that easily. But the bad throw will be an error on Vasquez, and it'll put Pelini at second base. And it will go down as an E6. Adam Zabrowski now. First pitch fastball rides high. 1-0 to the Augusta catcher. Pelini will earn an RBI on that. Can't assume double play. That's his 16th of the year. One-oh, Pelini's running, swinging a miss, and Leon can't get it out of his glove, and Pelini has a stolen base. Had a great jump, dove in with a belly flop slide. His sixth stolen base of the year, and the Green Jackets now have three stolen bases today on Charleston. Getting the guys out there, and they are not afraid to run. They are trying to do whatever they can to get guys into scoring position. Now Pelini 90 feet away for Zabrowski, who hit a two-run homer just last inning. 1-1. Zabrowski had a big cut, but he missed a high fastball. 1-2. Hit a hanger out of here and in to go. A breaking ball that was left up in the zone and didn't do a whole lot. Belted over the left center wall for the second Green Jacket homer in the series. Cal Conley had the other one a few nights ago. 1-2 pitch. Zabrowski fights one off to the right side. That'll get into the seats. One ball and two strikes still. The Augusta catcher, Peoples, getting set for his 54th pitch. Certainly not bad for this juncture, but considering how quick his first inning was, it has gotten up in a hurry. 1-2 pitch. Zabrowski checked his swing, but he's rung up on strikes. Lands the breaking ball right on the outside corner, and Peoples picks up a backwards K of Zabrowski. But not before Augusta adds on another run. Conley scores on the air, and it's 3-1 Green Jackets as we go to the bottom half of the third on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Now on top here in the bottom of the third inning as J.J. Negro looks for back-to-back zeros on the scoreboard. Got through the Charleston second inning, just four batters, but he's got the heart of the River Dogs order coming up with Carson Williams starting it off, who has one of the three hits so far for the River Dogs. Ready on ready. First pitch coming is on the outside corner as he lands the slider. Gets up on the DH today for Charleston. Negro long look in. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Williams, and that one's too low. One ball, one strike, the count. The 29th overall draft pick, I should say, by Tampa Bay last year. Top 10 prospect in their system, coming from San Diego, California. 1-1 pitch. He lines one over the third baseman, Geraldo Quintero, and in the left for a base hit. Second knock of the game for Carson Williams. All he's doing is hitting, hitting, and hitting some more. The young man is finding his groove. The 18-year-old, you wouldn't know it the way he's playing. Quite the prospect for the Rays. He is on for Willie Vasquez, another one of those top prospects. Williams is number 9 in MLB Pipeline, 7 in Baseball America. Vasquez is number 10 on both of those lists. 1-1 pitch is letter high, but a little out. One ball, no strikes. Williams has a hit now in every game of this series. Third one where he's picked up multiple hits. 2-1. Vasquez takes a bender, and it's called the strike. Put it right on the inner part. Vasquez looking for something better. Looks over to Blake Butera over at third, coaching over there for Charleston. Blake Uganda is their first base coach. Break-even pitch is too low. Another slider from Negro, 2-1. Green Jackets 3, River Dogs 1, bottom of the third inning. Green Jackets have their largest lead of the series of 2 runs. They throw over to first. Williams dives back in. Quick tag by Vasquez, but back with a dive is Williams. A guy who will steal him with the opportunities in front of him. He is 10 for 14 stealing bases. He's one of the tops on the team, but he's been caught more than anybody else. 2-1 pitch, a jam shot, fly ball into right center field. Caden Morton is there. He will camp under it and make the grab for the first out. Second put out for the Green Jacket right fielder. One away for Bobby Seymour. The lone run produced by Charleston in this game came off this man's bat back in the first inning on an opposite field base hit back in the first. That score, the runner currently at first in Carson Williams. This time, Negro trying to get a double play off his bat. First pitch to Seymour's up the middle. It hits the back leg of Negro. They're going to go to second out there. Relay to first is just late, and Negro immediately looks to his dugout and waves off everyone who wants to come look at him. He says, I'm good. Go away. But Austin Smith, the head athletic trainer, is going to come out anyway just as a precaution. But it hit him around the calf, lower leg area. Not sure which one it got. But immediately as the play ended, he waved off the training staff, and Austin Smith's out there for a good 5 seconds, and he's going back to the dugout. He's smiling out there. He knows he's good. Tough man out there on the mound. And even as that's going on, he's pointing to Quintero, go to second. You got time. And with him directing traffic out there, they got the lead out. And they are two away for Mason Auer. Those are scary folks. And J.J. Negro says immediately, I'm good. He's not going anywhere. He knows how important this start is for him today. His first of his professional career. Fielder's choice for Seymour. Mason Auer bats. Pitch to him is a hook, and he lands it for a strike. 0-1. A guy who has been as effective as any bullpen pitcher in the Carolina League, now getting his first chance to start. He is not exiting this one on something like that. He'd be the first to tell you. 0-1 pitch. Auer tapped it foul behind home. It's 0-2. As good of a young man as you will meet, J.J. Necro. For him, it's all about carrying on the family tradition of the kind of people his Uncle Phil and Father Joe were as professional players, both longtime pitchers, and told me no one ever said anything bad about him, even talking to former teammates of his. Today, Necro says there's a check swing, and he just missed inside. Necro's walking off the mound. Everybody thought that was strike three, including Mason Auer. The only one who didn't think so was the home plate umpire, Sam Carey. 1-2. That was one thing Necro takes a lot of pride in. Of course, he'd love to be as good of pitchers as they were, but more so trying to be as good of people as they were. 1-2 pitch is out the end of the bat and flied into right center field. Mort and Pelini are there. It'll be Stephen Pelini making the call on the catch to retire the side, and J.J. Necro has back-to-back scoreless innings through the second and the third, and we are going to the top of the fourth inning. Augusta 3, Charleston 1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone. Got a print on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a print on you.
Third of the way through here from Charleston. Mitchell Speltz with you on the call for this series finale. Green Jackets 3, Charleston 1 as we play in the top of the fourth inning. New hurler is on for the River Dogs. Right-hander Johnny Cuevas from the University of Southern Nevada. He's a 12th round pick by Tampa Bay last year. As a right-hander from Indio, California, is on to work for the third time this year. Brief action for him so far as he was called up from the Florida Complex League just earlier this week on the 20th. His first appearance of the year with the Charleston River Dogs. First pitch is a fastball. The outer part to Braulio Vasquez, and it's 0-1. Just called up from the training site in Florida. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a foul by Vasquez, and it's 0-2. Hey, two appearances last year in the Florida Complex League after being drafted, working extended spring training in Florida, now getting up to full season ball. 0-2 from Cuevas is high, and it's 1-2. Roster move put on by Charleston at the beginning of the week, getting his first action. As he works in a 3-1 game, Ben Peoples' day is done after three innings. 1-2 pitch, runs inside, missed with a breaking ball. Two balls and two strikes. Just three innings for Ben Peoples today. He exits in line for the loss right now. Green Jackets trying to keep it that way. 2-2, a pop-up. In the infield, foul territory. Bobby Seymour is there, so is the catcher. Leon, who gets underneath, slides and catches it. Got taken for a ride on that foul ball. Never easy for a catcher, but Leon is able to make his second foul ball catch of the game. One gone for Brian Klein. That's a good catch. I think Seymour wanted to catch that, but Leon was very content on putting that one away. So Brian Klein bats with the bases empty against Cuevas. First offering to the lefty is right in there. Goes with a changeup to start. Final line today for Ben Peoples. He went three innings, three hits, three runs all earned, three strikeouts, and three walks. 0-1 pitch is pulled down the right field side. Foul. Got any threes? Ben Peoples has plenty of them. Three all across the board. 0-2 pitch. Another pulled ball foul. 0-2. Klein trying to win the battle. Another 0-2 pitch. A swing and a floater. Foul as it'll drop near the bullpen. For the River Dogs with some bodies down there. As Cuevas is pitching for the first time. Guy like Cuevas, you never know what you might get. Put him in the same system with the Tampa Bay Rays. You might get a gem of an arm. They have created the pitching factory as that one's pulled down the right field side. That one just fouled behind the bag. Nearly extra bases for Brian Klein. It's kind of an inside thing in baseball. Anytime the Rays trade for a pitcher, even if his numbers are mediocre, that they're going to turn him into something special. They just have 0-2 pitch, a pop-up in the infield. They'll go to shallow right, playable for Abes Ramirez, and he'll make the catch. And that's out number two. It's one of those things where everything they touch pitching-wise turns to gold. Just the technology, coaches, development they have had some sort of run developing top-level pitching. And they really have done it without, at the major league level, with the benefit of an ace. First pitch to Caden Morton is down the middle, 0-1. And you look back at some of the pitchers they have now, I mean, they're not household names, but they get everything out of all of their hurlers as Morton takes a ball inside on a big breaker from Cuevas, and it's 1-1. That's really the amazing thing about it. Even without the lack of having a big-time ace, they just continue to have one of the top ERAs as Morin takes another big bender outside for ball two, and it's 2-1. And sometimes it's not all about the names. It's all about execution, and Rays do it better than anybody on the pitching front. 2-1 pitch outside at 95 from Cuevas, 3-1. Atlanta also has a terrific pitching staff in the major league level, one of the best that really showcased in the postseason last year. A lot of people had their doubts about them, but they came through as the 3-1 pitch is cut on and missed, 3-2. Between Will Smith and Tyler Matzik, back end of that bullpen, Luke Jackson, along with a great starting rotation, Charlie Morton, Max Fried. Charlie Morton's really gotten hot as of late. 3-2 pitch is down and away, and Morton works a two-out walk. On the sixth pitch of the at-bat, Morton is on for the second time with a free ride, and that'll bring up Caleb Durbin with two outs. Augusta up 3-1. You're in the top half of the fourth inning, the finale of this series. The Braves look like they're starting to get on the right track, and their pitching's been pretty good this year. Kenley Jansen, as their closer this year, has worked out very well. He's almost revitalized his career in a way, the way he's throwing. Braves lost today, however, as the first pitch to Durbin is a little in. To the right-handed batter, 1-0. Lost to Miami today 4-3, but they did win that series. And again, pitching hasn't been the issue for Atlanta. It's been the offense a little inconsistent. Ronald Acuna, though, starting to get going. Big lead for Moore, and he stays put. 1-0 pitch is laced to left center field. This one's going back towards the wall, and it's going to bounce off it on a hop. Here comes Caden Morton, rounding third. He's going to try and score. The throw from Vasquez is not in time. An RBI double with two outs for Caleb Durbin, and the Green Jackets continue to add on. It's 4-1 in the fourth inning. Durbin just struck one over O'Neill Mansueta in left field. The over outstretched glove. He was able to get it to the wall. And Durbin has a two-bagger that brings in a run. His ninth of the year, continues to be the team leader with his 21st ribby as he puts himself in that top spot once again. And Brandall Mesquita with 21 each. Now it's Cal Conley's turn. 4-1 Green Jackets, top of the fourth. A pitch to Conley, a swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him. 0-1. Durbin just missed one last time up on a 3-1 pitch. He did not miss that one. He was right on it. First hit allowed by Johnny Cuevas as a member of the River Dogs. 0-1 pitch. Conley bounces it foul. Weakly towards first. Off the dugout, and it's nothing and two. Can never have enough against this team. Team that hasn't specifically been known for their offense, but I think Augusta would beg to differ the last 5 days on how this series has played out. 0-2 pitch is in the dirt. Good take by Conley as Durbin scampers back. 1-2. I'll get to the drive around the league a little bit later, but I'd be remiss not to say the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the sixth inning have a no-hitter going against Columbia. And why is that significant? The Pelicans are going for a sweep on Columbia, and they already no-hit them once this year. When they played them for the first time in Myrtle Beach, final game, they no-hit them. 1-2 pitch. Conley fouls another one away. Gets out. Final game of that series, it was a third no-hitter in Pelicans history. Their pitching has been just as good as Charleston. And that pitching staff makes its way to SRP Park starting on Tuesday for a big six-gamer. 1-2 pitch, a breaking ball misses down and in. Two balls and two strikes on the 24th pitch of the inning for Johnny Cuevas. You're talking about him getting in the danger zone a little bit if he's unable to get Conley here. Green Jackets up 4-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. 2-2. A grounder up the middle, glove by Cuevas on a hop. Good reaction. He's going to get Conley and perhaps take a base hit away from him and end the inning. But the Green Jackets get on the board with two outs. Caleb Durbin, a two-out double. Scores Caden Morton through 3.5. It's now Augusta 4. Charleston 1 on the Green Jackets radio network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Augusta now leads here in the bottom of the fourth inning. J.J. Negro picking up some steam on the mound. Back-to-back scoreless innings, trying to make it three. He's going to get the bottom portion of the order coming up for Charleston, starting with Abiziel Ramirez, the sixth hitter. He'll enter his way from the left side. Open stance against Negro. Shows bunt and pushes it right back to him on the mound. A routine room service play, and that's out number one on an easy pitch from J.J. Negro. He'll take that any day or night. One pitch, one out, and a 61st of the ball game as he works in the fourth. First time working as a starter, and right now he is delivering the goods on the mound. They have needed some longevity, hoping to get at least five out of them is the goal today. That's what he accomplished last time in relief against Columbia. He's well rested for it. First pitch, a swing and a miss by O'Neill Manzueta. Off balance swing that time, 0-1. 8 days of rest for Necro. 0-1 pitch, a check swing is low, and it's one ball, one strike. Preparing him for his first start, I was unsure coming into the series who would be the starter for today. It was all going to depend how the week played out. 1-1 pitch inside, 2-1. And you go back to Tuesday, it didn't really go all that well for Jorge Bautista. Tyler Owens ate up some innings, but the thought is maybe one of those two guys would go, but you might see one of those two pop in as the next leg out of the bullpen. We shall see. But J.J. Necro gets his first start, and so far so good as the 2-1 runs a little inside to Manzueta. And it's now 3-1. But this is really no much of a difference for him. He has been mostly the starter coming up through his career. 3-1 pitch. That's a strike. Right on the yard part of the plate. 3-2. Mostly a starter at Florida Southern University. Now working his first start here professionally. 3-2 pitch. He jammed him, and he pops him up in the left center field. Stephen Pellini will come in on it. Charges in. Makes the catch. And two are gone. 3-1 down. Necro wins the battle against Manzueta. And now it's Luis Leon. With the Green Jackets up 4-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Put a pull shift down for the Charleston catcher. First pitch to Leone, a backdoor breaking ball, and he sticks the landing for strike one. Parks it right on the outer part of the plate. 0-1. A swing and a miss. Change up that time from Necro, and again, that is what makes him effective. Just never gives you that fastball when you're looking for it. And put that changeup slider anywhere he wants in any count. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Necro gets him on three. Three off-speed pitches, and Necro puts down the side in order for the first time today. We are through four here from the Joe. Green Jackets 4, River Dogs 1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Necro perfect in the fourth. We are in the fifth now. It is currently 4-1 Augusta here in the finale game from Charleston, South Carolina. It's been a perfect day for baseball. 75 degrees, little wind. Had plenty of rain this afternoon, but you wouldn't know it how it looks now. As Geraldo Quintero will lead things off against the right-hander, and Johnny Cuevas out there for his second inning. In for Ben Peoples. Switching in Quintero, 0-2 today, facing Cuevas for the first time. First pitch coming is going to float on the outside corner and hit it for strike one. Quintero has been the top hitter for the Green Jackets in the month of May. 0-1 pitch is too low, 1-1. Neck and neck with the guy right behind him in the order today, Brandel Mesquita. More on him in a second. Break-even pitch to Quintero is a liner to right center, falling fast, charging in Auer, and he'll make the catch on the run. Just hung up there long enough as that one was struck well off the bat, but just unable to find a home in the outfield. Off the bat of Quintero, and there is one away for Brandel Mesquita. Mesquita 1-for-2 today, and with that hit back in the third, he has extended his on-base streak to 30 games. Longest in the Carolina League this year. First pitch Mesquita sees is too high, and off the outside, 1-0. He is now five shy of tying the all-time Green Jackets mark. Two players currently hold that. 1-0 pitch is up and away, 2-0. Said it after he got his hit, but the names are Brian Horowitz in 2005 and Sean Payne in 2012. Each of them reached 35 games. 2-0 pitch, Mesquita broken back, ground ball to short. That had some explosion to it. On to first goes Vasquez, and he throws out Mesquita for out number two. You can see that bat just splinter. That one was struck right off the barrel and broke off in the interior. Two away for Stephen Pollini. 6-3 on that ground out as Vasquez has an error in this game, but he's getting his first call at short. Has a terrific throwing arm. As it looks like they'll dispose of that bat. Mesquita won't get that last look at it. I think he's looking for it, though. Righty-lefty, first pitch to Pollini is a bender off the outside. 1-0 to Pollini, who has singled and scored in this game. Also reached down a fielder's choice. The 1-0 pitch is a check swing, is a strike, 1-1. That brought home the third run of the game for Augusta. That scored Cal Conley. Not gifted an RBI on that. The run came home on an error, so that is the correct scoring decision on that. The pitch to Pollini is going to be a bender on the outside corner. 1-2. As Cuevas looking for a settle down, 1-2-3 fifth, as Pollini wants to call for time and slow down the tempo. One ball, two strikes, here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt. 2-2. Trying to extend this inning for Adam Zabrowski, as Cuevas looks in. 2-2 pitch. And it's going to be a call. Strike three. Blazed it right on the outside corner as he put a changeup there. And that is the end of the inning for Augusta. 1-2-3 they go. Cuevas, a nice bounce back inning. And we are halfway home here in Charleston. Green Jackets 4, River Dogs 1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Inning 4-1, Augusta on top. J.J. Necro looking to complete five innings for the second consecutive outing. He gets Jeffrey Marte to start off the Charleston fifth. First pitch is low. Fastball from Necro. One ball and no strikes. It has been quite the bounce back for J.J. Necro. And after that first inning, As a pitch to Marte is a big swing and a miss. Tried to yank one deep to right. Instead, came up empty. This game was at an early turning point in the first inning. As here's the 1-1 pitch. And it is just off the outside, 2-1. Look at where this game was headed. There was runners on the corners for Charleston. Necro was facing nearly 30 pitches in the first inning. 2-1 pitch. Runs on the inside corner and hits it for strike two. To the dismay of Marte, 2-2. You're looking at a spot where Necro might not last long. A chance for Charleston to break it open. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a foul. That goes off the mid as Zabrowski into the dirt. Let's do it again, 2-2 to number two, Jeffrey Marte. Got Necro able to get back-to-back key outs. Kept both runners out there. Kept the deficit at 1-0 as the 2-2 pitch is just off the outside. Letter high, 3-2. And that shifted the momentum in this game. Green Jackets ended up scoring three straight innings and now lead it by three. 3-2 pitch, pulled foul into the dugout. For the River Dogs, reigns 3-2. And now Necro working on just shy of 80 pitches. Some action just getting started in the bullpen. Looks like Tyler Owens is about to get loose. 3-2 pitch, Marte is swinging another foul. Zabrowski unable to hold it. And we will do it once more on a ninth pitch of this at-bat. Tyler Owens, who came in relief of Jorge Bautista in the opener, is going to come into the next leg for Necro as the 3-2 pitch is cut on and missed. Struck him out with the gas, and Necro wins the nine-pitch battle with Jeffrey Marte. Fifth strikeout for Necro to go along with just one walk in this game. The JJ special, going to throw you a lot of strikes as he got him with the heater that time, and now here's Drew Baker. Righty-righty, first pitch to Baker, a spoiled foul to our right. Nothing in one the count. Green Jackets looking to spoil this sellout crowd. And we'll see what the final number is. They hit nearly 5,500 on Friday. 0-1 pitch up and in, 1-1. At least at first glance, it doesn't seem like it's as full as it was. It was a fireworks night. That'll always get people to the ballpark. Speaking of which, Green Jackets will have one a week from tonight. 1-1 pitch, a check swing, missed up and in, 2-1. Mega Memorial Day fireworks celebration. Week from tonight, Sunday Night Baseball against Myrtle Beach at SRP Park. Better be there, 2-1 pitch, another swing and a miss by Baker. 2-2. Big week of promotions and also a big week of baseball with the Pelicans coming in. They still have a no-hitter going against Columbia. Try to jinx it. I don't think it works if you're trying to, though. 2-2 pitch, Baker, ground ball up the middle, base hit. And as again, the center field, Pascal Conley, and Baker is on for the first time today. This is an inning you love to get J.J. Necro through, get him through five innings, set up the bullpen for the final four. And now you go through the heart of the order. This is the third time through for Necro. Haven't been too many occasions where the starters for Augusta have completed the third time through the order. Most of their starts have gone about five innings, and that's about the point where you get to that third time. And now he'll try and double up Carson Williams from the stretch. Necro deals, and he missed with a slider down and off the plate. One ball, no strikes. Williams is two for two with two singles. All the man has done is hit in this series. For a guy who didn't initially get looks as a hitter until his later high school years. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss, and a big cut on that one. 1-1. Green Jackets ahead of Charleston 4-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. Now Williams is known as being a pitcher. He was originally committed to play at the University of Cal, the Golden Bears in the Pac-12. Rays picked him in the first round and convinced him to sign. 1-1 pitch is inside, 2-1. But it was really his last few years of high school. All Williams did was hit the crap out of the ball, and as a result, got a lot of attention as a shortstop where he played naturally when he didn't pitch. And he has been a successful find for the Rays here in single A ball. 2-1 pitch, that is a strike. Right on the outside corner, 2-2. Heater at 90, and count evens with a runner at first. One of the top hitting prospects in the Rays system. They had the number one overall guy last year in Wander Franco. He's currently putting together a nice season in Tampa Bay. Also a shortstop. 2-2 pitch is down and away. And a check swing it in goal, 3-2. Had a good shortstop initially in Willie Adames, who they traded to Milwaukee in May of last year, about a year to the day. Got J.P. Fireisen and Drew Rasmussen in that deal, and those are two pitchers. Rasmussen a starter and Fireisen a reliever who have been excellent for Tampa Bay. That trade has worked for both teams. 3-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Niekro finally is able to get Carson Williams as he punches him out, and there are two gone for Willie Vasquez. And Nestor Perez is going to come out of the dugout. He is going to take the ball from J.J. Niekro, and this is all due to pitch count. He's currently at 88 and not going to push him that much further, but not going to factor into the decision unless J.J. Niekro has a strong argument here and does not want to give the ball to his manager, but looks like he's going to. High fives all around from his infield, and let's see. I think they want to keep him in there, but he's going to ask for the ball. 4 2/3 for J.J. Niekro, and you could argue that was his best outing of the season. Last one was pretty good, but you can debate this one. Tyler Owens is going to come in for him. 4-1 Green Jackets. With two outs in the fifth, Niekro, everyone on the edge of the dugout to pick him up. What a start in his first start of his career. Hugs all around. 4-1 Green Jackets will set up Owens after the break on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number.
Tyler Owens to the mound for Augusta with two outs here in the fifth inning. He gets J.J. Niekro after 88 pitches, and what was a phenomenal start for J.J. in his professional start, first start of his career. Owens' first pitch to Willie Vasquez is in there for strike one. More on Niekro in a second. First for Owens, his eighth appearance, fourth out of the pen. 1-0 record, 19 innings pitch for Tyler, who has been excellent as a bullpen pitcher as he misses down and away. 1-1. Owens has put together a very nice season. Had a couple of weird starts back in April where just didn't have the longevity he wanted due to high pitch count. But in the month of May, he has been very good. Just two runs in nine innings. There goes the runner. 1-1 is foul back as Vasquez had a good one to hit. High fastball just below the letters, but just underneath it. 1-2. Owens three innings out of the pen. Against Charleston back in the opener. Gave up a couple of runs, struck out four with no walks. Otherwise, haven't given up any earned runs in his previous three outings. 1-2 pitch, and down he goes. It is dropped, actually. Just skipped in the dirt. Looked like Zabrowski was showing the glove up to show that he caught it, but it was actually in the dirt. He did not have the baseball. We'll do it again. One ball, two strikes to Vasquez, who is 0-1 with a walk. No one's looking to keep Drew Baker stranded at first. A throw over, and back with a dive is Baker. That runner over there is the responsibility of J.J. Niekro. He was a one-out single this inning. Otherwise, A-plus work by J.J. Niekro. Not going to factor into the decision, but he'll be the first to tell you he doesn't care. Throw over to first, close play, and they nearly got him. Vasquez thought they did. As Brawley was sprinting back towards the dugout, tried to sell it, but Mickey Smith says he just got back in there. Second pickoff attempt by Owens. He does them consecutively. 1-2 the count to Willie Vasquez. Owens working from the stretch. Here he comes. And a bouncing ball, the third. That is foul. Just behind the bag. We'll try it again at 1-2. Get the final line for J.J. Negro for you. Next half inning as Owens tries to finish off the book for him. 4-1 Augusta, bottom half of the fifth here in this finale game. 1-2 pitch, and he missed up and in. Threw him a slider, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Infield playing back, straight up all around in the outfield as well. Mesquia, Pellini, and Morton, the outfielders from left to right. 2-2 pitch. A foul as he had a big cut on one. It'll sail well out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes. An update from Columbia. Fireflies are on the board. No hitter is vanquished. Fireflies trying to help out Augusta. Maybe even Charleston. Hopefully not. Underdogs currently a game back of the Pelicans entering tonight. 2-2 pitch. Baker's running. Pitches outside. Zabrowski down to second. Throw is high and it's going to be late. And a stolen base for Drew Baker. Put it on the money, you might get him, but he had a good jump over there. That's the first stolen bag of the night for Charleston. Green Jackets had outran them on the base paths today. Well, you're in a spot, though, if you're Tyler Owens, you can make it not matter if you can get Vasquez, who's going to have to see his 9th pitch of this at-bat. Ball 3, strike 2, the shortstop. The pitch coming is a big bouncer foul down the first base side. As he pokes it in that direction, let's try a 10th pitch. Been a mostly quiet crowd today. Here from Charleston, haven't had a whole lot going. They have out-hit Augusta 5-4, but they trail 4-1. Full boat once again to the Charleston shortstop, Willie Vasquez. Here comes Owens, and he missed. Down away with a slider, wouldn't go after. A good at-bat by Willie Vasquez. First batter for Owens ends up being a 10-pitch walk. And now it's Bobby Seymour as the tying run here in the fifth inning. Second walk for Vasquez. Seymour is 1-for-2. And a guy you got to be careful with. Seymour has home run power. Owens trying to put him away. Keep the lead at 3. That means an awful lot to Augusta, I can tell you that much. First pitch to Seymour is a belt-high strike, 0-1. Trying to snap what is currently a 20-game losing streak in this ballpark. Going back to last year, now not a lot of these players were a part of that. Owens was on that squad. But most of the players currently in the field now have no history in what happened last year. 0-1 pitch is outside, 1-1. Trying to get re-centered, currently in the midst of their longest losing streak of 5 games. Hadn't lost more than 2 in a row prior to this series. 1-1. A liner to second. Caleb Durbin right there to catch the rocket. Didn't have to move. Readjusted a little bit. And Seymour, a hard ball out to second. Puts a 0 on the scoreboard in the fifth inning. Tyler Owens strands a pair. We go to the sixth. Here from Charleston. 4-1 Green Jackets on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Sixth inning is on here from Charleston at the Joe, 4-1 Green Jackets. What has been near wire-to-wire lead for them here today. Fell down 1-0 after the first, scored 4 consecutive runs from the second to the fourth, and here we are in the sixth. First pitch to Adam Zabrowski from Johnny Cuevas. Sails high for ball one. Zabrowski's the lead. Augusta has the lead and hasn't looked back at a 2-run homer back in the second. 1-0 pitch, sails outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Third inning for Cuevas on the mound. Gave up a run in his first in the fourth. Perfect fifth, and now faces Zabrowski to start the sixth. 2-0 pitch. Zabrowski missiles one to center. Going back is Baker. Good angle, makes the catch near the alley, and that's the first out. Well struck. Right in the direction of Charleston center fielder and Drew Baker. And there's one up and one down for Braulio Vasquez. Now we'll take our first drive around the league, presented by Easy Go. Look at the Carolina League scores. Also peep into how the affiliates are doing today. Already mentioned the Braves. Major League Club lost today in Miami 4-3. First pitch to Braulio Vasquez. A big hook, missed low. 1 ball and no strikes. Myrtle Beach currently leads Columbia 4-1. No hitter is broken. 1-0 pitch is fouled back. 1-1. Lead still intact for Pelicans at 4-1 in the seventh. Fayetteville, for the first time in their franchise history, complete a 6-game sweep. They swept Kannapolis in their ballpark. 8-7 they won today. Held off a big comeback effort. 1-1 pitch. A wave and a foul right over the top of us. 1-2. Had 3 home runs in the same inning of that game. Joey Loperfield, Tyler Whitaker, and Yeris Ramirez all hit one in the sixth. Helped the Woodpeckers win 8-7. Down East wins the finale in Carolina 5-3. 1-2 pitch is high. 2-2. Lynchburg leads Salem 3-2. That game's in the fourth inning, and the Delmarva Shorebirds took 5 of 6 from Fredericksburg. Beat them today 11-4. 2-2 pitch, a half swing. He went around on one in the dirt, and Cuevas strikes out Vasquez for the second out. That is strikeout number 2 for Johnny Cuevas as he works in his debut appearance. Here's Brian Klein. Green Jackets up 4-1 here in the top of the sixth. So Shorebirds are coming here after Augusta leaves, heads back home. Shorebirds and River Dogs for 6 here from the Joe. Brian Klein, the batter. First pitch fastball right back up the middle. It's off the glove of Cuevas. Deflects it to Vasquez. Throws on the run and he'll get Klein. That was headed for dead center field, but it was knocked in and out of the glove of Cuevas, who deflects it right to his shortstop, who completes the 1-6-3 putout, and that's a 1-2-3 inning for Cuevas. 5.5 in the books. Green Jackets 4, River Dogs 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Mitchell Speltz with you from Charleston. Tyler Owens, first full inning of work coming up, as he will face the 5-6-7 hitters for the River Dogs. Mason Auer, the batter, to start it. Bats on the right-hand side against Owens. First pitch, he threw him a breaking ball, and Auer had a big cut and a miss. Nothing in one. Owens in relief for J.J. Niekerl, the starter today for Augusta, went 4 2/3. 0-1 pitch up and in at 92, and it's 1-1. Final line for J.J. in his first professional start, 4 2/3, 5 hits, 1 run, 6 strikeouts, and a walk. Will not factor into the decision. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Tied him up inside with another heater. It's 1-2. Have to go 5 innings as a starter to earn a win. So no win, no loss for him today. All he's hoping for is a team win, which I'm sure all he cares about. As Auer rips one to right center, that's a base hit. Got one past the leaping Caleb Durbin, and Auer is on. It's Tyler Owens to start the sixth inning for Charleston. Got 12 outs to get yet. Augusta up by 3. Not to the finish line just yet. Trying to get out of town here with one win under their belt, trying to avoid being swept. Something that happened to them twice here last year. Green Jackets as a team last year were swept 3 times last year. Twice here, also got swept in Carolina, where Augusta split their series this year with the Mudcats as the first pitch is outside. Ball 1 to Abiziel Ramirez. Well, his first 3 wins they got in Carolina was the first time ever they had beaten the Mudcats. Hadn't played them prior to last year. 1-0 pitch. Ramirez takes strike 1. Paints one right on the black. Outer part 1-1. And switch hitting Abiziel Ramirez, who is 0-2. Last time against J.J. Niekerl on the first pitch, he bunted it right back to him for the out. Break-even pitch. Ramirez, a monster cut and a miss. Ambushed him inside with a fastball up and in. He tried to yank it out of here. Instead, now he's down 1-2. Pull shift on for Ramirez. Big left side of the infield. Quintero playing the shortstop position. 1-2 pitch is in the dirt, scooped up by Zabrowski. 2-2. Got to keep an eye on Mason Auer over there. He's got 12 stolen bases. That is tied for third on the team. He's currently behind, of course, the ever-speedy Shane Suzuki and Drew Baker, who is one up on him. Ball 2, strike 2. Owens kicks and deals. A tapper foul back in the on-deck area where O'Neill Manzueta is standing. Still 2-2. Auer getting some good leads off of first. Just 1 stolen base today for Charleston. Here's the 2-2 again. Ramirez, a bouncer up the middle. Double play ball. Conley has it. Touches second. On to first. That's a double play. 6-4 started up by Cal Conley, and there are 2 gone here in the Charleston sixth inning. And that is why you shift, folks. Had the perfect spray chart layout against Ramirez, and he hit it right to Conley. He was playing right behind second base. All he had to do was grab it, touch second, and fire the rocket to first. To take care of Ramirez, 2 away now for O'Neill Manzueta. First pitch, he had a big cut, but he missed. 94 from Owens as he continues to ramp up that velocity. Green Jackets by 3. It's 4-1 Augusta here in the sixth. The 0-1 is knee high, but a little in. 1-1. Owens trying to eat up as many innings as he can, working his second relief appearance of the series. 1-1 pitch, he a big cut again. Missed one led or high, 1-2 as he missed it. Guy primarily coming up as a starter is Tyler Owens, but has found a home in the bullpen, getting his innings, and he's been effective. 1-2 pitch is waved at and fouled. Throws out of play, 1-2. And there are some guys like that who find success in their career, maybe longtime starters, move to the bullpen, and when you pitch maybe just one time through the order, your stuff enhances for that one time through, and it can change a career for some pitchers. 1-2 pitch up and in, 2-2. Now, that's not to say Owen's long-term career is as a reliever. He can pitch in both roles. Now, right now, what he's doing now is giving him his top baseball performance as a Green Jacket. 2-2 pitch. He struck him out on a breaking ball. Ends up being a three-batter frame for Owens. Wipes out the leadoff hit with a double play, and then he strikes out Mansueta to end the Charleston 6. To the 7th we go. Green Jackets 4, River Dogs 1 on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Game, Augusta up 4-1 over Charleston. New pitcher is on for the River Dogs. Right-hander Anundi Cortoreal is on to throw. 22-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic is on to work for what will be his second appearance in this series. Appeared back on Friday through a scoreless inning as he is working overall for the 12th time this year. 2.25 ERA with a 0-1 win-loss record. In 16 innings, he has struck out 25. He's going to try and keep the deficit at 3-4 Charleston. As if they're going to earn a sweep today, it's going to be via comeback effort. As it'll be Caden Morton, Caleb Durbin, and Cal Conley due up for Augusta. And the top of the 7th inning. So glad to have you with us here in the series finale. Well, how are your Sunday maybe going for you? Finishing up the road trip here and then hope to have you at SRP Park for the upcoming week. 6 big ones coming up against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. First pitch to Caden Morton's a strike, and it's 0-1 as Cortoreal gets ahead. Had a lot of big promotions coming up throughout the week. 0-1 pitch, fouled back, 0-2. Already mentioned the big fireworks show. Got live pregame music coming up on that Sunday game. Also on Saturday, we'll have it for you. Right when the gates open at 4:30 for the 6:05 first pitch. 0-2 is up and in. Backed out Morton. 1-2. We'll need all the fans' support for that upcoming series. 1-2 pitch. That is low. Change up from Cortoreal. 2-2. Green Jackets hoping to go home with a win. Hoping to welcome the Pelicans who are coming in with a loss. 2-2 pitch. Yanked to third. Backhanded by Marte. Long throw across the diamond in time to throw out Morton by a couple of steps. 5-3 on the putout, and there is one away in the Green Jackets 7. Caden Morton now 0-1 after a pair of walks, his first couple times up. And now it's Caleb Durbin. Durbin has the last run-producing hit for Augusta. That was in the 4th inning with a 2-out double. First pitch to Caleb is a little up. Durbin, nice job kind of selling off that strike zone a little bit, shrinking it as he squats down. Once that pitch comes to home, here comes Cortoreal's 1-0 pitch as he fires a fastball in the dirt at 96. May have rushed that delivery. As a UD Cortoreal is down the count, 2-0 to Caleb Durbin. Third pitcher used today by Charleston. The previous two each got 3 innings. 2-0 pitch, fastball dropping to a knee as he missed inside. 96 on the gun. As Cortoreal has now found himself down the hole to Durbin. And he's got the green light, 3-0 if it's good. Here it comes. And that one is on the outside corner. Late call of strike by Sam Carey. It's 3-1. Still a good count for Durbin. Here is the 3-1 pitch. And he fouled it back behind a fastball at 96. And a full boat to the Augusta second baseman today, Caleb Durbin. Has batted in that leadoff spot more than any spot in the lineup. 3-2 pitch, a jam shot, pop-up foul, third base side. Will there be room for Marte? And he will make the catch in the dugout. Reached over the railing and caught it as that one looked like it was going to get out. And Marte got there last second and snagged it from inside the Green Jacket dugout. Unbelievable catch. Never gave up on the play. Kind of just stuck the glove up last second, and he was there looking at the replay of it, but that's an excellent catch by Marte. And there are two gone now for Cal Conley. Green Jackets up by three. First pitch to Cal is a strike as he backdoors a slider. And it's 0-1 to the switch-hitting lefty. Good instincts by Marte. 0-1 pitch runs inside this time, overthrows the slider. Nearly hit him. It's 1-1. No one in that dugout really moved. And Marte just kind of stuck the glove out, and look what I found as another slider to Conley misses away. 2-1. Has tripled down the slider to start to Conley. No fastballs yet. Green Jackets have gone quietly over the last few innings as Conley fouls one back. And it's 2-2. Since that fourth inning when they last scored, they have yet to get a base runner. The last nine Green Jackets have been retired in order. 2-2 pitch. Conley takes a ball inside. That one did miss by much. That's a wicked slider. Cordarrelle just threw. That missed the inside corner. Can't blame Conley for taking that. Again, nothing but sliders in this at-bat. Here is the 3-2 pitch. A fastball that is down and away, and Conley works the walk as the whole Charleston infield is stunned. They didn't get that call. First fastball, he threw him just off the outside, and Conley snaps that run of nine straight retired. As he is a two-out base runner for Geraldo Quintero, who's having a rare hitless game. The team's leader in extra base hits has 15 of them. This would be a good time for one. Try and plug an alley somewhere. Conley a big lead off of first, and Cordarrelle not looking, so his catcher calls time. And he signals to him, make sure you're looking at him. As Conley was ready to run until the catcher threw up the hand and said, stop. He's got another big lead out there. First pitch, he stays as Quintero takes a fastball up. And it's 1-0. That's a good heads-up play by the catcher, though. And Luis Leon, Conley was going to walk to a stolen base if it wasn't for that. Brief look at him now. Conley's got a big lead. Now he stays put. 1-0 pitches outside, 2-0. He did everything but run that time. He had a huge secondary, but didn't go. Got Leon's attention as the pitch was away, was ready to snap it down to first. Got a quick retreat. Might keep it where he stays put until a strike gets thrown across. Don't want to get thrown out with Cordarrelle fighting the command here in the seventh. 2-0 pitch. Quintero got underneath one. Foul territory near first. Will Seymour have a play? And he's out of room. One row back behind the dugout. No chance for him to reach over the railing and catch that one. 2-1. Green Jackets by three, but another run, one hurt. No one warming in the bullpen for Augusta. Tyler Owens is slated to have the seventh inning, and he's earned it the way he's thrown. Coming in for J.J. Necro. Conley, another good lead, about three steps off of first. Throw over, he dives back in, gets behind the tag of Bobby Seymour. As the count is 2-1 to Geraldo Quintero. Has a hit in all but two games in the month of May. Big lead, doesn't go again. 2-1 pitch, now a snap throw down to first, and he's back as the pitch was a ball up and away. And it's 3-1. I think it's a good diversion out there what Conley's doing. He's not running, but he's getting huge leads, and he's pretty much distracting both Leon and Cordarrelle, the pitcher, as they're going to scuff off first base, got buried by dirt. Ball three, strike one. Conley getting a nice lead still. Quintero's got a good hitter's count. With two outs, 3-1 the count. There he goes this time. Pitches away and no throw necessary. It's a five-pitch walk. to Quintero. Two on, two out for Brandall Mesquita. Mesquita looking to drop the hammer here in the seventh. And now here comes the pitching coach and R.C. Lichtenstein. Talk with Correale. He got the first two guys this inning and got a little help from his defense on the second one. A great foul ball catch by Jeffrey Marte. And now against the toughest Augusta hitter on the season in Brandall Mesquita. He gets set for a big at-bat here as Augusta looks to add some insurance here in their half of the seventh. Well, this mound visit goes on. We'll check out how the minor league affiliates for the Braves are doing today. Mississippi, down in Pearl, Mississippi, finished up the series with Biloxi, a 6-1 win today. Rome wins their series in Aberdeen against the Iron Burns. Aberdeen has the best record in the South Atlantic League, and Rome went up there about nearly 10 hours away and won 4-6. And Gwinnett wins the series with Memphis, but loses today 10-4 at home. First pitch to Brandall Mesquita is a strike as he grazes the inner part. 0-1. Lars Nootbaar, a prospect for the Cardinals, who was actually on the big league club to finish up last year, had three home runs for the Redbirds in that game today in his first three at-bats. 0-1 pitch. Mesquita pops it up. Foul. Seymour's going to have room near the dugout. Makes the catch, and that is how the inning will end for Augusta. Pitch up and away. Tried to drive it to right. So just got underneath, and we stretch. Here from the Joe, it is 4-1 Green Jackets. Tyler Owens headed back to the mound for Augusta with 9 outs to go on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Great rates on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from Wow for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change terms.
Seven from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark, the Joe, off the coast of the Atlantic in the great city of Charleston, South Carolina. Green Jackets, 9 outs to get, up by 3. It's 4-1. Bottom of the order coming up against Tyler Owens. Second pitcher used today by Augusta. J.J. Nuko, 4 2/3 as the starter. Second full inning of work for Tyler Owens as he works the seventh against Luis Leon, the catcher. First pitch is down low and off the outside. At the lefty catcher, up on Owens, 1-0. Owens has faced the minimum so far as the pitch is high. Hands two balls and no strikes. At retired. The last four got through his first full inning in the sixth with a double play ball. Top wipe off a walk as a 2-0 pitch is fouled back. 2-1. As they put a pull shift on for Leon, Geraldo Quintero, the normal third baseman playing shortstop, got Cal Conley playing behind the bag at second. They'll let Leon beat him if he goes the other way with it. 2-1 pitch is laced to right, but right to Caden Morton, who reached his down and makes the catch. His break chart comes true. He hits it hard, but right to where the Green Jackets stack their fielders. And Morton, a good instinctive jump in right field, makes the catch. One away for Jeffrey Marte. What an excellent catch last half inning. Snagging one inside the Green Jacket dugout. First pitch to Marte. He had a big cut, but he missed. Starts him with a slider. That'll get him off balance. Sitting dead, red fastball. Got turned back with a slider, the 0-1. Hey, another slider. That one down and in over the shoe tops. The lefty Marte. One ball, one strike. No shift on for Marte. 1-1 pitch is hit the other way, foul. 1-2. Got Conley in a similar spot, a few feet. The shortstop side of second, and now they're going to actually shift fully here as Quintero was playing for a bunt. Now he moves to the shortstop position from third. 1-2 pitch is a little high, but right where Zabrowski wanted that. He just didn't chase it. High fastball on a 1-2 count. That's a good waste pitch. Here's a 2-2. Marte pulls one to first, backhanded by Valio Vasquez. Flips to Owens covering, and that's out number two. Nice play, good hands by Braulio Vasquez over at first. Hit right to him, and on the in-between hop, picked it with a good backhand. 3-1 on the putout, two away for Drew Baker. No one's looking to retire. Three in a row consecutively here in the seventh inning. They open the target away. First pitch to Baker. Goes outside with a big slider. One ball, no strikes, mostly fastball sliders from Owens. He does have a changeup. He'll throw two. Hasn't thrown many, though. Has a good thing going with his breaking ball. 1-0 pitch. That's a fastball in. 2-0. For the right-hander from Ocala, Florida. Was a big arm coming out of the state. Florida has produced a lot of baseball talent. 2-0 pitch. A swing and a miss. Behind a fastball at 91. It's 2-1. Was originally committed to play at the University of Florida, the Gators in Gainesville, Florida. However, elected to accept and sign with the Braves after he was drafted back in 2019. 2-1 pitch. Baker on the ground, left side, and he's got a two-hit game. Singled in the fifth. Now picks up a single in the seventh to continue the inning for Carson Williams. Fastball plenty to play it and got right on top of it and passed Quintero and Conley on the left side. And now Carson Williams, who struck out last time against J.J. Necro. He was the final batter J.J. faced. And that was a good way to go out. Righty on righty. Owens trying to replicate that same feat Necro accomplished last time. First pitch, he fouled it off of Zabrowski. Just got a piece of it. And Zabrowski says, I'm good. But Sam Carey will walk the ball back to Owens. Give him an extra second. Rocking the red and blue catcher's gear today. Braves colors. The normal color combo for his catching gear. Don't have any green and black ones. Normally catchers wear the colors of their team. No balls and one strike to count. No one's working out of the stretch. The 0-1. Williams a little clutch, but a pitch inside. Zabrowski was setting up there, and it's 1-1. Good time to face Williams with two outs. Rob Griswold has just gotten up in the Green Jacket bullpen, the left field corner. 1-1 pitch is a strike right at the belt. Put it by him at 92, wasn't looking for it, and it's 1-2. Williams has a tremendous eye at the plate. Does not strike out a whole lot. Puts the ball in play in most of his plate appearances. 1-2, and he struck him out swinging. Wiped him away with a slider, and Tyler Owens puts up a zero in the bottom of the seventh inning. Gives up the two-out hit, but works around it. To the eighth we go. 4-1 Augusta here in the finale on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Belts with you on the call here in this finale. Augusta gets it to the eighth inning, up 4-1. New pitcher for Charleston. It's the right-hander Cameron Fields from Texas Southern University, a native of Dallas. He is on for his 12th time this year, 1-0 record, earned run average of 4.3 in 14 two-thirds innings. He has struck out 8 with one save this year. He has the 8th. 4th different pitcher used today by Charleston. He comes in for the right-hander and Cordero Real after just one inning on the mound. Fields will have the eighth inning against the middle portion of the Green Jacket order. Pelini, Zabrowski, and Braulio Vasquez as Augusta looks to get the final six outs. Currently up 4-1. Israel De La Cruz has just begun throwing in the bullpen. He's going to be the next guy coming in, it would appear. Tyler Owens, 2 1/3. Excellent inning. Strikes out Carson Williams. To end the seventh inning, a guy who's been nothing but a tough out all series, has punched out now in back-to-back at-bats. And Pelini will face off with the right-hander Cameron Fields, the 23-year-old. First pitch fastball right down the middle. Nothing in one. Final round selection by the Rays last year was Fields. And the 20th pick, 611 overall. 0-1 is in there again. Kind of a cross up that time as it was caught awkwardly by Leon as he threw a changeup, 0-2. As Pelini's down on the count, he is 1-for-3 today, including one of the four runs scored. 0-2 is inside. A little shrug by Pelini to give himself some space. 1-2. Lead is 3, but the Green Jackets do not have a hit since the fourth inning. That was their last run-producing hit. 1-2 pitch, a wave and a miss. Left one up there, but Pelini missed the changeup. And it's a strikeout for Fields to start the eighth. Put it right on the upper part of the zone and try to go with it, but a little late reaction from Pelini, and there's one gone for Adam Zabrowski. I don't know what it is. Just got this weird feeling that four runs isn't enough, but we'll see. Gus's pitching staff has thrown the ball excellent here today. First pitch, Zabrowski. Did he foul that? He did. He fouled it off the knob. It's a little check swing and hit off of him, but the question is where did it hit? But it hit the knob, so that's a foul ball. Nothing in one as Fields gets up on him. First time Fields has appeared in this series since the opener. A second overall gave up a run in an inning last time out as Zabrowski got jammed. In the infield towards first, Bobby Seymour will make the play, and there are two outs. Pop up to the first baseman, two away for Braulio Vasquez. And Israel De La Cruz is currently the pitcher getting up. Might be him for the eighth. We may, who knows? He might try and finish it off too. Rob Griswold was stretching and throwing briefly last half inning. He has been the normal closer for Augusta. First pitch to Braulio Vasquez is a strike, and it's 0-1. Vasquez 0-2. Green Jackets being out hitting this game 7-4, but still lead it by 3. the inverse of the hit column. 0-1, a foul back, spoiled the fastball on the outer part, and Fields has Vasquez down 0-2. Green Jackets have done plenty of two-out damage today. Their last run, the fourth, was on a two-out double by Caleb Durbin. Zabrowski's home run came with one out in the second. And Cal Conley scored back in the third inning on an error that was at two outs on a possible double play ball. They got the first out. The second one was thrown wide and allowed Conley to score. Ball one, strike two. There's a pitch clock violation that just occurred as Vasquez hits another one foul. Sends this one to the right side. He's behind a heater at 94. Go one more time at one ball and two strikes. Ready on ready, field set to go. Here's the 1-2 again, and that one's high and off the glove of the catcher. Leon, 2-2. Green Jackets 4, River Dogs 1. Here in the bottom, or top half of the eighth, rather. Charleston's going to have Willie Vasquez, Bobby Seymour, Mason Auer, the heart of their order, due up in the eighth. And best case scenario, if you can get through that clean, then you have the bottom of the order due up for the ninth inning. 2-2 pitch. Vasquez lets one go in the dirt. Overthrow of one was Fields as he lost the grip on a breaking ball. Now, for what it's worth, the bottom of the order for Charleston this whole series has been just as dangerous as the top, although today that has not been the story. They've only reached twice from five on down. 3-2 pitch. Vasquez, a soft tapper foul on the left side. It bounces right into the net in the dugout. Still 3-2. Vasquez about to see the eighth pitch of this at-bat, trying to win it against Cameron Fields with Brian Klein waiting next. Here's the payoff, and it's outside, and a good at-bat won by Braulio Vasquez. Was down early, but works his way to the top to get the walk, and he is on with two outs for Brian Klein. See if they can make that worth something. De La Cruz is ready to go in the bullpen. Looks like he's going to have the next inning. Green Jackets trying to spot him. Maybe one more run of support. As Klein bats as a left-hander, he is 0-3 in this game. Hit the ball hard a little last time as he hit it right back to the pitcher. First pitch got jammed, and he spoils it back and out of play. No balls and one strike. Last time up, he lasered one right to Johnny Cuevas on the mound. It bounced off his glove and right to Willie Vasquez at short, who threw him out on a 1-6-3 put out. They throw over, and they got Vasquez picked off. Seymour fires it down to second, and Willie Vasquez will put the tag on him. And that'll go down as a caught stealing. Vasquez was looking to run, got a little anxious, and gets caught in the middle. And that will end the inning for Augusta. So they go down in three on the caught stealing, and Israel De La Cruz will enter. In the bottom of the eighth, Augusta 4, Charleston 1. Trying to get this game to the finish line. De La Cruz on to work next on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Israel De La Cruz has the bottom of the eighth inning for Augusta. Green Jackets lead Charleston 4-1 here in the finale as Willie Vasquez, the three-hitter, leads it off against the right-hander in his eighth appearance. First pitch slider misses off the plate. And it's 1-0 to the right-hander. De La Cruz in his first year in the Braves organization after eight with the Detroit Tigers, starting as a 16-year-old. 1-0 pitch outside, 2-0. Converted infielder to now a pitcher with a big arm, and he's been used in high leverage spots for Augusta. Another guy who can bridge multiple innings for you. 2-0 the count to Vasquez. Here it comes, and he jammed him as he bounces it foul. Good pitch on the inner part as he saws one off. 2-1. De La Cruz has a 5-2 record. The Green Jackets do when he pitches, and that tells you that he is a guy that they like to use in winning situations such as this one. 2-1 pitch is fouled away. Vasquez was late. And it's 2-2. And if he's able to hold the lead here in the eighth inning, the question becomes, does he have the ninth? Does he go for a save, or do you go to Rob Griswold to try and finish this one off? 2-2 pitch, a check swing. He went, says home plate umpire Sam Carey. And from 2-0 down, De La Cruz comes back to get Vasquez with a changeup. He's still talking to him. He's not happy, and Carey's letting him say his piece, but a very unhappy Willie Vasquez going back to the dugout, but De La Cruz will take it. One away for Bobby Seymour. But a big pull shift on for Seymour. And with nobody on, they have Quintero playing short. Conley behind the bag at second. Seymour rolled one right where Quintero was standing last time. First pitch, he fouls it off the mitt of Zabrowski, and it's 0-1. De La Cruz has covered just under 15 innings this year for Augusta. His longest is 3 1/3. Did that in Carolina. What was the beginning of a series there? Pitched twice in that series. 0-1 pitch is on the outside corner, 0-2. Appeared in that outing while Augusta was down. That was a spot where they wanted to get him some innings. That was one of the times he pitched in a losing situation. Otherwise, pitching the finale of that series where he was their main guy to get the game to the end innings. And Augusta holding the lead. 0-2. Here comes De La Cruz. And he fouls one off. Right off the mitt again. Zabrowski unable to hold it. 0-2. De La Cruz has been unscored upon in his last three outings and five of his seven. Both times he's given up runs was against the Carolina Mudcats. He has not allowed anything else to any other opponent. 0-2. Nice swing and a miss. He gassed him up at 94, and Bobby Seymour is a strikeout victim for the second out. A puzzled look by Seymour as he goes back to the dugout. Back-to-back K's by De La Cruz to start off the eighth inning. And now it's Mason Auer with the bases still empty. 4-1 Green Jackets, bottom of the eighth. De La Cruz fell behind to the first batter. He has been dialed in since. First pitch is on the outside corner. Paints the black at 92. 0-1. Auer is 1-for-3. He's got a single, and he's flied out twice. Both into the direction of right center. 0-1 pitch. Takes one of the dirt this time on a changeup from De La Cruz. It's 1-1. Big at bat here. Again, if you can get Auer, you're going to have the bottom of the order due up for the ninth, and that's the way you'd want it if you're Augusta. Don't want to face that top portion. 1-1 pitch is low, 2-1. And you put yourself in a spot to get the final three outs without having to face Baker, Williams, Vasquez, Seymour, you'll take it. No Shane Suzuki, but he is available to pinch hit. 2-1, that's a strike. Fastball by at 92, right on the outer part as they continue to work him away. And it's 2-2. De La Cruz a chance to strike out the side. 2-2 pitch. A liner to right. Morton moves over. He's there. He's got it. And that's the inning. De La Cruz 1-2-3 and 14 pitches with two strikeouts. And we go to the ninth. 4-1 Augusta, trying to close out the series finale and get out of here with a win and avoid the sweep. Ninth inning is next. Green Jackets by 3 on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
From the Joe, Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston, South Carolina. Mitchell Speltz with you. Kyle Witten is on to work for the River Dogs. He's making his second appearance in the series. Picked up the save in Wednesday night win for Charleston. He's 5-for-5 on saves. However, this is not a save situation. Just a spot to get him some work here. .176 on the earned run average. He is an undrafted free agent from the University of Virginia. Guy who's been a nice find by Charleston here by the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Klein, Mort, and Durbin, the three due up for Augusta in the ninth. First pitch to Klein is in the dirt for ball one. Green Jackets is still looking for their first hit since the fourth inning. That was a double by Durbin that put him up 4-1. But since then, Charleston has not allowed a hit. It's been the same old story. A lot of balls in play. No results, though. 1-0 pitch, Klein a half swing. He did not go on a pitch low, 2-0. Matter of fact, since that fourth inning, the Green Jackets have only struck out 3 times. And in the game in total, only 6. 2-0, Klein rolls one foul down the first base side as they'll roll down into the dugout. Now to the bullpen for Charleston, 2-1. Klein is 0-for-3. He was at the plate when last inning ended as Braulio Vasquez got caught stealing. Two and one the count. Kyle Witten deals, and he just missed off the inside corner. That one didn't miss by a lot. 3-1. Rob Griswold warming up in the bullpen. All indications say he will have the ninth, as it's currently sitting at a safe spot for him. 3-1 pitch. Klein pulls one down the right field line. That one's going to get down into the corner. Brian Klein off to second. He'll hold up there. And the first Green Jacket hit since the fourth is a leadoff double from Brian Klein in the ninth inning. And that's exactly what you're looking for, trying to get an insurance run. And Klein puts himself into scoring position with the fifth hit of the ball game for Augusta. Didn't try and do too much. Inside pitch, turned it around and dropped it right inside the line. No chance for Auer to go catch that one. And now it's Caden Morton with a chance to play run producer. Green Jackets up 4-1 here in the top of the ninth inning. Morton bats from the right side. Witten looks to second. The pitch home is in the dirt. Good backhand stop by Luis Leon. One ball and no strikes. Certainly a meaningful game for both teams. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans have won again. They have swept the Columbia Fireflies. Yes! Just went final. 1-0 pitch that is off the outside corner, 2-0. Green Jackets are already 7 games down of Myrtle Beach, and they've gained 5 games on them in this series alone. Every every time Augusta lost. Myrtle Beach picked one up, and it was really the inverse of that last week. Every time Augusta won, they gained a game on either Charleston or Myrtle Beach. 2-0 pitch. That's a strike knee high, 2-1. But the Fireflies had two on, nobody out in the ninth inning, but Myrtle Beach survived. Close out a 4-3 win. Richard Gallardo earns the win. Pelicans on their way to SRP Park starting Tuesday. 2-1 pitch, a swing and a miss, 2-2. And as well as Charleston has played in this series, they have gained no games. Myrtle Beach, who currently sits a game up on them. Augusta, maybe a chance to help them out next week. 2-2, the pitch to Caden is bounced foul. Jumps into the dugout, picked up by one of the pitchers down there. That's Darlene Florentino sitting in the dugout, good hands. Played the hop right into it, and they'll give the ball to a fan. Ball two, strike two to number two, the right fielder, Caden Morton. Klein leads off of second, here's the pitch. Morton bounces one off himself. Big chopper that deflects off his right side. And we'll do it one more time at 2-2. Sixth pitch. Fouled off by Morton. He will see a seventh. Rob Griswold looks ready to go in the bullpen. We'll see if he's due for the ninth, even if it's not a safe spot. Currently stands at it. If it's one more run on the board, then it would not be. 2-2 pitch to the right side. Played on a backhand on a hop by Bobby Seymour. He'll get the out at first, but that is all he'll get. Klein will move up. Good base running by Klein. Good position as well by Charleston. Klein had to make sure that got down first, and Seymour not going to risk it. Was going to take the out at first. Thought about it, though. Going to third. But a productive out for Caden Morton. Three and assists on that play. Klein now 90 feet away from scoring a big insurance run here in the ninth. And it's Caleb Durbin with Klein at third, infield in for the River Dogs. First pitch, line to right, going back, Auer, and he will make the catch on the run, but plenty deep to get the run home. Klein is in, and it's 5-1. Made a great catch over the shoulder on the run. But the damage plenty good there for Durbin. He has his second RBI, his team best, 22nd. And Augusta has a four-run lead. It's 5-1 here in the ninth inning. And that's the benefit of being a team like Augusta, who's been putting the ball in play an awful lot. Sack fly for Durbin. Now Cal Conley with the bases empty. First pitch to Conley, tied him up inside. Came down and in for the slider as Kyle Witten allows a run. Sometimes it's different. He's a guy who's been their main closer, but non-save situations hit a little different. 0-1 pitch, a bouncing ball right side. There is Seymour on two hops, flips to Witten covering at first, and that will end the inning. But Augusta adds an insurance running. Rob Griswold's going to try and finish this one off. For Augusta, he's coming in. Green Jackets lead by four. It's 5-1. Trying to win the series finale here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Ah!
bottom of the ninth inning. Green Jackets are three outs away from winning the finale and snapping a 20-game losing streak here at the Joe. Crowd getting loud. Rob Griswold is going to try and finish them off. Green Jackets are not messing around. Rob's on for his 12th appearance of the year. He's got four saves. This is not a save situation, however, with the lead now four. Griswold has been unscored upon in his last seven appearances. As he's on to finish this one off, has not been scored in just under nine innings in the month of May. 4-for-4 on saves. He gets a VZL Ramirez to start off the bottom of the ninth. 5-1 Green Jackets. First pitch of the switch hitter runs inside and to the backstop. One ball, no strikes. Israel De La Cruz, a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Griswold, the fourth Green Jacket pitcher. 1-0-2 Ramirez is outside, 2-0. Griswold pitched earlier in this series. As a matter of fact, it was his longest outing of his career. Went three innings. All shutout, gave up just two hits, struck out one. But he got a bunch of outs on the ground. 2-0 pitch, Ramirez takes strike one. Slinged in at 88 mile an hour from the sidewinder. Not a hard thrower, but very good. With that arm angle, big sweeping slider. Go along with his changeup. 2-1 pitch on the ground to third. And it's going to be booted by Quintero, and Ramirez is going to reach. First error of the ballgame for Augusta. Hits them in the ninth inning. That's not the way you want to start off this inning, as Quintero botches the play at third. Was well positioned. I'm not sure if that took a tough hop on him, but hits off his shoulder, and he's unable to make the play. It's been a clean game defensively, and they have been very good on the defensive side since their five-error game back on Friday. Leadoff man on the E5. First pitch to Mansueta is a strike. He wasn't quite ready for that one, but Griswold fired it in quickly and gets ahead of him 0-1. And Griswold very capable of making up with that with a double play ball as Mansueta takes a slider off the plate. Sweeps away from him 1-1. That breaking ball is going to get a lot more movement from Griswold with his angle. 1-1 pitch, a foul, got jammed on it. Fouls it back, 1-2. Still sitting comfortably out there. Up by four runs, and that's why that insurance run just felt like it was everything. 1-2 pitch, Mansueta takes one just down and in, didn't miss by much. 2-2 to the Charleston left fielder. Griswold kicks and throws. It's outside, 3-2. I talked about you want to face the bottom of the order in a spot like this against this offense, but if you let them get on, you're putting the base runners Charleston needs for the top of the order. 3-2 pitch is a call. Strike three. Griswold rings the bell on the outside corner. And about face for O'Neill. Mansueta was taking it. And he nails the edge. Griswold picks up the K. One gone for Luis Leon. That's a turning point in this inning. If you walk him, two on, nobody out. Tying run moves on deck. It's like Griswold gets exactly what he needs. First pitch to Leon. It's a slow-moving changeup. Just missed. Oh, low and off the outside. That's 76. One ball, no strikes. Everybody on the edge of that dugout for Augusta. They're ready to go through the handshake line for the first time in a week. 1-0 pitch, line to second. Durbin jumps. It's over him and into right field. Base hit for Leon. And making sure that got through was Ramirez. Didn't go initially. Durbin timed it, but an inch taller, he might catch it. And now the tying run does move on deck. Crowd not going anywhere. You can hear him in the background as here comes Mike Steed out to the mound to talk with Griswold. Really the key play of this inning right now looming is that error on Geraldo Quintero. That hit is certainly not hurting whatsoever with two outs and nobody on, but said now you got two on, one out, and another guy reaches and Jeffrey Marte. All of a sudden you have the top of the order and Drew Baker has a tying run. And Griswold still in a good spot, has some breathing room. Facing Jeffrey Marte, who is 0-for-3. Double play ends it if Griswold can get it, as he works here in the ninth. First pitch is a strike right on the inside corner, 0-1. Green Jackets leaving 5-1. One more base runner. Things could get a heck of a lot more interesting. With two on and one out. An error and a single. 0-1 pitch. A liner center field. That one's going to fall. Base hit. They're going to hold up the runner at third and Ramirez. And this is going to get the gears turning in the dugout for Augusta. Bases are loaded. Tying run is coming to the plate. And Drew Baker, who has two hits today. No one said this was going to be easy. And a dangerous hitter comes to the plate as the tying run here in the ninth inning. 5-1 Augusta. Charleston trying to rip the hearts out of the Green Jackets here in the finale. Ready on ready. First pitch to Baker is right in there. 0-1. This game is either one swing away from being tied or one swing away from being over. A lot of fans here still. 0-1 pitch. Baker takes strike two. Fastball darted in by Griswold. He is not messing around. 0-2. Carson Williams due next for the River Dogs. They are also on the edge of their dugout. A near sellout crowd here from the Joe. At least 90% of them are still here. Griswold has Baker right where he wants him. Nothing in two. Infield back for Augusta. The pitch. A bouncer back towards the mound. Griswold has it. Flips to home out there. No run score. Baker gets the first. And there are two outs. Hit that one a mile high on a bounce. And a great heads-up play by Rob Griswold. Home was probably his only play. And it works out best for Augusta as nobody scores. They get the force at home. And now River Dogs are down to their final out. But the man you got to get is Carson Williams. The top prospect on this Charleston team in the Rays system. Their first round pick from last season comes up as the tying run in two outs. He bats first pitch. Griswold hits the inside corner and he does not like that call. This Williams, it's 0-1. Leon at third, Marte at second, Baker at first. Nothing in one, the pitch. A liner left field, base hit. It'll go down into the corner. One run is in, two runs are in. Baker's going to be sent around, and it's a one-run game. Drew Baker scores, and clearing the decks is Carson Williams, and it's 5-4. And now the winning run comes to the plate in Willie Vasquez. A bases clearing double. They weren't going to send home Baker initially. Not that his run matters all that much. It's Williams, the important man out there. But there is a slight bobble in the outfield, and now this game in the balance. And how big is that insurance run now for Augusta in the ninth? Vasquez bats, first pitch strike, 0-1. For scorekeeping purposes, all three of those runs that scored are unearned. And Rob Griswold, you factor in that error by Quintero, this game would be over. 0-1 pitch. Vasquez, a big cut and a miss. It's 0-2. I told you a while back, four runs didn't seem like enough. That's what Augusta was on for the longest time, and we'll see if that holds true. 0-2 the count. Griswold the pitch. A floater in the infield. Caleb Durbin is there, and Augusta has won the finale. The streak is over. 20 straight defeats, no more. As Augusta survives in the ninth inning to win 5-4. No heartbreak on this Sunday evening. Augusta gets it done in that key ninth inning run, the difference, as the Green Jackets win 5-4. They're heading back home with a victory. We got more coming up on the Easy Game postgame show. What a game today as Augusta is back to winning ways as they win in Charleston 5-4. The final postgame is next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a
post-game show at the Joe here in Charleston. Augusta ends the 20-game losing streak here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. 5-4 the final, and a game that felt comfortable throughout was never that in the ninth inning. Augusta up by 4 runs. Charleston scores 3 times on one swing, and they hold on at the tying run. Gets left stranded at second base. Green Jackets hugging it out with some of their fellow opponents as Caden Morton, Brian Klein, Cal Conley hugging out with some former teammates of theirs as a well-fought series, a well-fought final game. Charleston, of course, a team that's not going to be one to mess around with. River Dogs take 5-6 in the series, but Augusta comes away with one here. 5-4 the final score as we wrap things up here from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. Green Jackets get the win. They head back home as victors, 21-18 now their record. As they finish this game with 5 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, left 6 runners on base. Charleston now 26-13, 4 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They stranded 8 runners in this game. Tyler Owens owns the win today. He is 2-0 now on the year. Starter Ben Peoples for Charleston takes the loss. He is 1-2. Time of the ball game tonight, 2 hours and 39 minutes in front of a crowd of 5,744, a sellout crowd here in Charleston. Time now for the WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the game. Now, the easy choice for this one would be the 2-run home run by Adam Zebrowski. But considering how this game ended, the sacrifice fly by Caleb Durbin that scored Brian Klein in the ninth inning was the true difference in this game. Augusta up 4-1 for most of this contest from the fourth inning on. Got an insurance run that seemed like not a whole lot at the time, but after a 3-run bases-clearing double by Carson Williams with 2 outs, in the ninth inning, that 5-1 lead became 5-4. And if it wasn't for that, we'd either still be going or this game would be over as Augusta, because of that, gets the win. So the WOW phone internet cable play of the game today is the sacrifice fly by Caleb Durbin that scored Brian Klein. And that is the WOW phone internet cable play of the game. As for the IT guy of the game presented by Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks, we will give this one to J.J. Necro. Caleb Durbin, very deserving, drove in a couple of runs today, including the big insurance run. But Necro was really the one who kind of changed this game in the early going for Augusta. It was 1-0 in the first. He was nearing 30 pitches. There was some doubt at one point whether he would work past the inning. But he got the final couple outs, kept the damage to just one. And he was excellent for the next 4 2/3 innings as he ended up going just shy of 5. He did not factor into the decision in his first professional start. But he's a big reason why Augusta kept Charleston off the board. He is today's IT guy of the game. 4 2/3 innings for him. 5 hits, 1 run, 6 strikeouts in 1 walk in his first career professional start for J.J. Necro. Time for our final drive around the league presented by Easy Go. We'll look at the Braves affiliates first. The Major League Club lost in Miami today 4-3. Mississippi defeats Biloxi with ease, 6-1 the final there. Memphis wins in Gwinnett today 10-4 over the AAA team. And Aberdeen loses at home to Rome. The Rome Braves win the series against the Ironbirds thanks to home runs from former Green Jackets from a year ago, Vaughn Grissom and Justin Henry Malloy, as the Braves win 9-4. Carolina League finals, they are all finished up for except for one. Salem leads Lynchburg 6-5 in the top of the seventh inning. I think they had some rain in that game. Delmarva wins 5 of 6 against Fredericksburg with 11-4 win today. Myrtle Beach holds on to beat Columbia 4-3 in the final score there. Fayetteville sweeps Kannapolis 8-7. They come back to win today thanks to 4 home runs in total. And Down East wins the finale in Carolina 5-3, the final score. Green Jackets are headed back home. They start up a huge 6-game series against those Pelicans who have won 8 consecutive games. They just swept Columbia. Green Jackets will host them starting on Tuesday at 7:05. 6:45, we get started for the On Deck Show here on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Hope to have you with us. We'll have a big 6 games. If you're not listening, I hope you're at the ballpark, as Augusta is going to have a huge week of promotions at SRP Park. So hope to have you. It's going to be a big series. Be loud and hopefully tune in as the Green Jackets host Myrtle Beach, 7:05, first pitch Tuesday, 6:45, On Deck Show starts, presented by Tax Slayer on Tuesday night. Otherwise, that is all for us. One last time, the final score, Augusta 5, Charleston 4. Green Jackets snap a 20-game losing streak here at this ballpark and win the finale, avoid the sweep. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. My name is Mitchell Svelte, saying so long and good night from Charleston. Thank you so much for joining us today and throughout the week, and we will talk to you from North Augusta, SRP Park, on Tuesday night. Good night, everybody.